And now, another audio selection from the Clinton memoirs.
Sex, 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 diplomacy, sex, sex, Big Mac, sex, 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 Monica, what was I thinking? Sex, 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 Big Mac, sex, 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 International House of Pancakes, Hillary. Whoa, how did that get in there?
The Clinton memoirs at bookstores this summer.
10:01. I've got to be honest with you. I don't care. It's coming out tomorrow. The book will be in the stores. I don't, I'm just not into Bubba right now. I like him a lot. I love him, but I didn't watch 60 Minutes last night. I just don't care.
Mixed reviews on it.
A scathing review from the New York Times.
Right,
I said it
was
basically a piece of crap. I'm so obsessed with this. With that sound. I just might play that till 2 o'clock. Over and over and over again. I'm obsessed with it.
It's one of my favorites.
In fact, maybe we'll like alternate between... and with an occasional one of those thrown in. By the way, Geldy, man, get an ego check, sweetheart. Get an ego check for that little squeaky voice twerp Geldy. Man, oh, man. After all the research we've done, we finally figured out he is the chigger in the woodpile. You know that?
We did research?
Yeah. We did. I did my own research. Oh, don't let me forget to tell the story about my bursting that boil.
Are you kidding?
On my back.
I got a jar of strawberry yogurt that I want to eat.
That was the highlight of my operation was my vacation. No, seriously, I did a little self-operation here. I have a boil on my back that I've had for years, and I've burst it at different times, and then it would go away, and then it came back. And it's been bugging me, so I did like a little self-operation, and a great job by Dr. Rogers, if I say so myself. What a pain in the ass.
Well, it wasn't.
Can you imagine if you have one of those on the ass? That would be really bad.
I've heard tales.
I'll bet. Bad news to get started. We'll get it out of the way. We don't want to have a whole lot. And this Friday, it's going to be out in spite of those right-wingers who are trying to ban it. Fahrenheit 9/11, in spite of Ray Bradbury, everybody else. Movie will be out in a theater near you this Friday. Can't wait. And this baloney that, well, only the people who already are hate Bush are the ones that are going to go see that. I don't believe that.
No.
I think a lot of people are kind of like on the fence who would like to see a little bit of the truth. And, yeah, he did do the one bad thing where he ran up to that one congressman. And come to find out, the congressman has got two nephews or whatever who are in Afghanistan who are in the military right now. And he didn't point that out. So that was Michael Moore's bad. But nobody's perfect. And I give him like about 98%. Here's the bad news. Four Marines were killed today west of Baghdad, U.S. officials said. Footage from the scene in the city of Ramadi showed the bloodied bodies of the four sprawled on the ground, their uniforms apparently removed and surrounded by scattered equipment and belongings. But I thought everything was just fine.
Oh, we're fine.
That's what the public seems to think now because they got a rest from all the bad news and the horrible realities. And then, of course, we had that little bit of a problem with Paul Johnson, little beheading. I looked at those pictures, and I don't know. There's something that leaves me, maybe I'm the only one, leaves me limp. I'm a little suspicious of those pictures. I'm not going to say they didn't chop his head off, and now they're threatening to do the same with the South Korean hostages as well.
Right.
But there's just, if you look at the pictures, they don't look real. Again, there's a tremendous lack of blood. There's a little bit of blood, and the expression on his face doesn't appear to be the expression that you'd expect to be on somebody's face when somebody has sawed their head off, you know?
Right. Well, maybe they shaped it back in place.
I don't think so. Well, you haven't looked at it.
No, I haven't. No, thank you.
Well, take a peek at it.
No, it's
not really all that gory because, like I said, there's not all that much blood. Then there are three different pictures, one where the head is kind of like sitting on the body, kind of like on his... And don't be doing that thing about put your head on my shoulder. We're not playing Paul Anka, okay? That would be very bad. You're such a... heartless bastard.
Right.
Now, I got bad news, though, because I am back for a few days before the summer schedule starts. Those people who appreciate the great job that George did last week. I hear it about 3 minutes. It was on Friday when Suds was on. In fact, I didn't hear you say anything because the only time I was in here when the show was on, doing a little bit of, I was actually looking something up about my operation on the internet. And it was on Friday, and it was Suds was on.
Right.
And I listened to that, and it finally dawned on me the real reason that Rick and Suds aren't on the air anymore, and that was Rick. Yeah. You laugh all you want, but that's the truth, and you know it. Why don't you make today the day that you finally spit it out, okay? Say it right on the air. Riley sucked, okay? Suds is great. Nobody doesn't like Suds.
Nobody.
He's great. Everybody likes him. He's fun. He's got an unbelievable sense of humor. He's just a fun kind of guy.
Nothing wrong with him at all.
But Rick is just, see, something that rhymes with Rick, but we can't say it on the air. There's a letter missing there in the beginning that precedes it.
Brick?
Brick. He's a real brick of a guy, yeah. Something sounds like Brick. And that was the problem with that show, which is why they're not on the air anymore, is because of Rick. And then, of course, fair value was minus 2.75. You know, once he started with that stock market crap, that was the end of them. Man. Anyway, Amber Smith is on our Behind a Beaded Curtain today, if you got a lot of courage. I'm not that big on Amber Smith, but nevertheless, there she
What's
is.
What's wrong with her?
Oh, she's, I don't
naked.
Know. Yeah, she's naked. Take a look at that punim, man. She looks a little like Dr. Judy Dean when you come right down to it. She's got
better,
a nasty face.
There are better face pictures of her, but not as naked.
Well, I got news for you. The one on the bio that I printed out here is not a better one. It's a worse one. If you saw this, you'd understand
right.
what I'm saying. But nevertheless, it's a naked picture, and most of you horny, desperate guys, you know what this reminds me of? Yesterday, I don't know what made me think about it. I guess there was some blurb on there about Paris Hilton. And I was thinking of the day the guy called, I'm doing the show, and as if I'm not even here. Oh, George, have you seen that? Have you seen the Paris Hilton video yet? As if this is guy talk. See, real heterosexual guys, have you seen them? Like, why would anybody with vision, even the late Ray Charles said, why would anybody with vision want to see Paris Hilton with or without clothes on?
Right. I wanted to until I saw
it. Would you want to see the Paris Hilton video?
No.
I don't get that, but again, just because it's there. See,
sure.
And to me, that just, it stinks, it reeks, just like that boil that I burst on my back. It smells so bad, rancid, like the end of the world of desperation to me. Anyway, originally from Tampa, Florida, Amber Smith, and for some strange reason, I couldn't find a bio with her real birth date. Is there some special reason for that? Is
no,
it a big secret?
She's lying.
Huh?
Maybe she's lying.
She began to model professionally at the age of 16. She flew to Paris to work, compete, learn the trade, hopefully serve out the weeding out process inherent in modeling. She was quoted for saying, in Europe it was think or thwim. I was broke, lonely, unable to communicate, and rejected on a daily basis. Well, a lot of us can relate to that. The breakthrough came when she decided to dye her blonde hair red in order to capitalize on her resemblance to Rita Hayworth. Her career skyrocketed. She appeared in back-to-back issues of the Sports Illustrated Swimwear Edition. She was chosen as Esquire's first Vargas girl of the 90s and launched the first Wonder Bra campaign. She received recognition with numerous covers and appearances in Max, Elle, Vogue, and many others. The editorial coverage led to advertising for L'Oreal Cosmetics, Buffalo Jeans, and Panama Jack. She strolled on the catwalks for many designers from Chanel to Jean-Paul Gaultier, etc. and so on. This goes on forever and ever. So there she is. Take a look at it and weep. That's all I can say.
Right.
But if you think she's great, that's fine. I noticed George saved the Britney pictures for himself last week, and to show what goes around comes around.
They went on the day I got them.
What does that mean?
Saving. In other words,
that one you had on a week ago today, that was enough to make a grown fag and anybody else weep. I wanted to cry.
We got ways to work it off of her.
Yeah, I bet you do. She looked like Rosie O'Donnell with a severed head. I'm telling you right now, she looked like one of those carnival stunts where she stuck her head on Rosie's body. Man, you talk about cellulite. Man, oh, man. She looked like a beefy, porked-up bitch is what she looked like to me. Nasty. Even Scoran Winnick don't look that bad, and that's the ultimate indictment. By the way, Scoran, we finally, after all the O.J. bashing of the last week, and deservedly so, I finally figured out a way that O.J. can redeem himself. We're going to go out and buy him a gold-plated machete. And, you know, just like all these beheadings that are going on now, which I don't mean to make light of them, but what are you going to do? We're going to sit and cry and gnash our... I mean, you're dealing with barbarians, with crazy people. And the whole world is crazy. That's all I can tell you. But we're going to have O.J. come into the studio, and we're going to tape it. Maybe we can get Channel 10 to carry it live, and Dwight Lauderdale can do a blow-by-blow. And we're going to have O.J. slit Luann's neck right on the ear.
Don't cut!
Wouldn't that be great? I'd pay admission. I'd pay $5,000 to see that.
Don't.
Come on, O.J. Kiss and make up. You can make all things as much as we despise you and hate you like poison. And believe me, we do. That would you could redeem yourself. And speaking of O.J., guess who had a panel over the weekend, one of his panels? He had Denise Brown on there. He had Fred Goldman. He had, he had the cops. What was it? Van Adder, Philip Van Adder, and Tom, what was the guy's name? With the little mustache? Well, whatever the hell their
Hitler?
Names were.
Adolf
yeah,
Hitler.
Tom Hitler. And they were just ripping O.J. For an entire hour. And I couldn't turn it off because I loved every second of it. It was great. But speaking of our good close friend Larry, so what day did this story come out? I guess it was a few days ago.
You got it there.
About him wearing those Depends?
I've been doing this a long time.
That's what it sounds like.
How come there's no date on this thing?
An embarrassing photo of Larry King's garbage has been pulled from an art exhibit because it shows a box of Depends adult diapers among the detritus.
Uh-huh. Thursday.
Among the refuse. The diapers in the 70-year-old CNN Talkmaster's trash set tongues wagging Tuesday night at a four-star eatery, Les Bernardins, where French photographers Pascal Rostain and Bruno Moron previewed their exhibit Star Trash, for which they shot the rubbish collected from the curbs of King, Jack Nicholson, Tom Hanks, Cindy Crawford, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Madonna, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Melanie Griffith, other bold-faced names. Rothstein, who removed the King photo from his show yesterday, told Page Six of the New York Post that the inclusion of the Defense Box image was not an attempt to embarrass the bespectacled broadcaster. He said, "We didn't know this product was for old people. We thought it was for babies."
Well, they're French.
Oh, God. So Larry is wearing the pants. Well, it happens to the best of us eventually, sooner or later, I guess, right?
I reckon.
So when Larry tells you it's in the bag, you can take a breath of, you know, a sigh.
Oh, we're fine.
Everything will be okay. Also, I love this story. Oh, and don't tell me that now that the old fat fag is back on, he's going to be reading all those stories again. We had a nice reprieve. See, this is good. It was a good build-up. The timing of this whole deal was excellent. Because that's a good prelude to my summer vacation, because now the people who appreciate you tremendously. You know, and I was thinking that also. I remember in those early days, people say to me, "Oh, you must be a crazy person putting George on the air, pretending that George can do the show."
You're
and
a crazy
now,
person.
George, I think he's left me standing in the detritus.
Why are you doing this to me?
What? No, I'm serious. They don't want to hear me sitting here reading this stuff. They have no interest
in it. Yes, we do.
Just sit back and think of the people that called you last week, and you just gave me before the show today a little blow-by-blow of some of the great calls you had. And
yeah.
That's another thing they used to tell me. Oh, when George is on, he gets those great intellectual callers. Yeah. Yeah. He told me about a lot of them.
Yeah.
Right. So you'll have a whole summer, July and August, man, every day except Tuesday and Thursday, when I'll just make a cameo appearance so that, you know, justify getting that paycheck. By the way, this Friday's payday clearance. I just mentioned that in passing. Yeah, I'm assuming clearance is there. I don't even know
for
sure.
Here. He's running around trying to find some copy for you.
Trying to find some copy for me? For what? What are you talking about?
I'm kidding. You know, that spot.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about Todd Dreck on here again. He's your good buddy now. He's getting you all fixed up with these bogus accounts he's got you doing. More power to you.
I wouldn't do
that spot, the one you're going to do, if they paid me $100 a spot. If they paid me $500 a spot. That's how much I despise those people. But nevertheless, see, one thing I cannot stand is jock sniffers. They make me, the only thing even worse than that, I come in here this morning after a nice vacation, I open up the pot to listen, and there's Geldy talking about golf.
Tiger Woods, you're complaining about that?
By the way, you're not getting the TV job. Rumor made sure of that, Geldy, okay? No chance. Man, you talk about a vulture. First it was Jugs McDonald he was hovering over. Now that Rimmer's going to Columbus. Nice move, Rimmer. And Geldy wants the radio job and the TV job. He's going to do everybody's job. He's going to whine his way to the top.
Ow!
Hey, it's summertime. It's 100 degrees in the shade. Days are getting longer. Nights getting shorter, which means it's so important for you to get a good night's sleep. Whatever. I'm not really sure I understand what that means. If you're not sleeping as well as you could, call 1-800-MATTRESS today. Millions of people have dialed 1-800-MATTRESS, including yours truly, for the lowest prices on the best brands in bedding. The best deal all the way around. Save time, save money, improve your productivity, brighten your disposition. Dollar Mattress is ranked number one in the world in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands with delivery when it's convenient for you on your schedule and the best customer service in the business. Dollar Mattress has the complete line of Sealy, Serta, King, Coral, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, and Stearns and Foster Hewitt. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dollar Mattress can deliver to you the finest bedding anywhere. Everyone here at QAM is called 1-800-MATTRESS. You ought to be doing the same thing, too. Or you can check them out on the web at mattress.com. But better yet, call them right now, and they'll be knocking on your door whenever you want in no time at all, delivering and setting up that great new bedding. Call 1-800-MATTRESS, 1-800-MATTRESS.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
She can crack a walnut with her two massive cheeks.
Crack them.
If you do something she doesn't like, man, she freaks. She's a cold, witchy diva, a wild banshee. And now Jennifer Lopez is Mrs. Mark Anthony.
Oh, my God.
She picked Mark over those two other clowns. She weighs more than him by like 70 pounds. She's a screaming lunatic who stands to go pee. And now Jennifer Lopez is Mrs. Mark Anthony. How long can this marriage last? It has been awfully fast. Ben Affleck is a should be okay if he keeps his mouth shut. His new lady's ego is big as her butt. And no one is happier than P. Diddy. 'Cause Jennifer Lopez is now Mrs. Mark Anthony. Why on God's green earth would Mark drop to one knee? She's gone through two husbands, now Mark is lucky number three.
Oh, we're fine.
Well, evidently everybody else is just as sick of that bitch as I am, because George's poll on Friday, which current news item are you sickest of hearing about? And J-Lo getting married was number one, 389 votes. Ronald Reagan, 377. Reagan's dead, by the way. He's still dead.
No.
Yeah.
He's immortal now. He's a god.
And with any luck, Todd Reck will be following very soon, and Screw Ann Winnick will be right on his ass.
And on the third day, he rose again.
Wouldn't that be something if we come in tomorrow morning to work and find two severed heads sitting right there on the counter? One would be Todd Dreck and the other Luann, Screw Ann. Wouldn't that be great?
Not my best friend, Todd.
Yeah, your best good. Well, now that he's got that deal done for you, I think that's as much as you can count on him for. So off with his head. Reality. Now, see, I'm not going to play that thing, which you keep egging me on to play it, but it would be in
what?
Such bad taste after the Paul Johnson thing.
Oh, my God! It's a severed head!
I'm not playing that. That would be really sick.
Do it.
Reality show is 328. They're getting fed up with that. It's running its course. Scott and Lacey, 174. Kobe Bryant case, 92. Remember in the beginning they said, oh, this is going to be bigger than OJ.
Yeah,
and I said, you people are crazy. Most people don't know Kobe Bryant from Anita Bryant, except for the jock sniffers, except for the people who listen to this radio station, the real sickos out there, the people, give me the ball, give me the ball. It's all they know. Those people make me gag, and especially the golf crowd. I'm glad we got that fax you sent me, because I think he made a good point. But nevertheless, although he's full of crap, too. Madonna's Religion, 86. I don't know if she had one.
Oh, yeah, Kabbalah. She changed her name.
Yeah, I know. She's a Farbissina Jew this week. The War, 61. The War. Oh, there's a war going on? Jessica Simpson, 57. I'm going to tell you something. Since she had all those zits taken off, she's doing spots for some zit remover now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have.
She looks pretty good. I mean, maybe she's got a ton of makeup on. In fact, I'm sure she does. But she looks almost as pretty as her husband. The Clinton book, 54, although she's got a better nose. 9/11 panel, 42. Josh Beckett, the Marlins, and the freaking stadium. Well, go pee on them. 39. He'll thank you for it. And Paul Johnson with his severed head, 7. Now, that was on the bottom. In other words,
right.
They wanted to hear about that. So don't be playing that severed head thing. There's nothing amusing about that. It's sick. They chopped the guy's head off, and now they got the South Koreans, and they're threatening to do that to them, and they chopped off Daniel Pearl's head, and then who was the other one? Nick Berg?
Right.
And Aki Berg? Of course, Aki deserved it. Anyway, Greg in Parkland says, Dear Neil, as a loyal WQM listener and motorsports fan, I hope you can please read this fax on the air. Well, first of all, if you knew, I'm sure you do, Greg in Parkland, what I think of motorsports, you could put it in a thimble, my interest, and have room for the Chinese army left over, but nevertheless, to each its own. We're in a relatively quiet time in American sports at this time of the year, except for racing. I guess this guy didn't hear about the goosen. That's what they're doing in the locker room. They're all goosing each other. Yeah, that's the guy, the golfer that won the tournament, whatever it was this weekend, which I have no interest at all. His name was Goosen. And hearing Geldy going on about Goosen and Goosen and Goosen and Goosen, he's whining about Goosen and Tiger. Oh, my God. Seriously, what? You wonder why the world is in the shape that it's in? And there are people actually listening to him whining. And not only is Geldy the chigger in the woodpile as far as our whole schedule, he looks to me like he's the odd man out. Because Joe don't want him on his show. Mo hates him like poison. And then we got Geldy and Bo together the rest of the week with Joe on vacation. So what does that leave you? Is Geldy, once Joe comes back, Geldy's out. The way I see it. Because I'm hearing he's got an ego that is so runaway. Even when he goes out and does his appearances now, he wants more money than anybody else. And he doesn't want to do any work. And he wants to just sit there and be have everybody like get down and kiss his ring. Based on what?
Can you tell me what?
Anyway, it says, and he's really getting on my nerves. I know that you are very fond of Gildy, but he's not one of my favorite people. In fact, I like Mo better than Gildy. Does that say it all? Oh, boy. Seriously.
We must be having technical difficulties.
The NBA championship has been decided, says Greg in Parkland, and the Stanley Cup awarded to Tampa Bay. No, it wasn't awarded to Tampa Bay. They won the Stanley Cup. They don't get awarded. It's not like some kind of a... Anyway, football is months away. It's too early in the season to pretend to be a Marlins fan. Marlins are out of first place, by the way, Josh, by one percentage point.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, maybe go out and win a game or two would be nice. The Braves coming into town, that should be a piece of cake. They own the Braves. They got their number.
They do.
Now, what were they giving away on Saturday at the ballpark?
A orange Marlins hat.
Now, how did I know that they were giving away something? Because I looked at the box score and it said 31,000 people. And I said, they must be giving some crap away.
Of course.
Now, I don't want to knock anything because their attendance has been very good this year. They've been drawn very well. They had like 23,000, I think, yesterday.
Yeah.
They weren't giving anything away, were they?
No, not yesterday.
See, so they had 23,000. Now, if they were giving away like a Josh Beckett urine cup, they probably had 50,000. Anyway, football is months away. It says it's too early in the season to pretend to be a Marlins fan. And golf is, well, you know, just, yeah. You know, I'm starting to like Greg in wherever this came from. Golf is
crap.
That's right. Let me say it again.
Crap.
Plain crap. But motorsports flourishes this time of year, speaking of
crap,
with NASCAR, CART, C-A-R-T. Mm-hmm. Well, what is that?
I guess it's the mini cars.
Oh, yeah, go-karts. I don't know what that is. IRL and Grand Prix racing every weekend around
crap.
The world. Several open-wheel drivers live here in South Florida, including the sensational young Ryan Hunter Ray, one of the most beautiful athletes in sport. One of the most beautiful athletes in sports today? Well, what does that mean? Sounds a little, what is this with Greg in Parkland? What are you trying to tell us, Greg?
He's a race car fan.
One of the most beautiful athletes in the sports today?
You might have to go look at his picture.
I better look him up. But without Joe Costello, our local radio sports station has abandoned us. We fans have no show to call in and participate with. Sure, there's email, but it's not the same as a 50,000-watt forum. Well, we're only about 45,000 watts short of that, Greg. Now, all of a sudden, Greg, getting so carried away, we got 50,000 watts. Man, you really are a screamer. I was always conscious of who Joe's sponsors were and listened to a Saturday show religiously. Now WQM might as well turn off the transmitter during weekends. Can you pass that out to your management how much Joe has missed? I know I'm not alone in feeling like this. Thank you, says Greg in Parkland. We concur. We want Joe Costello back. But our management, quite frankly, Greg, speaking of Greg, our management sucks.
Live and local.
And lies a lot.
It's 560. The radio's all yours now. QAM.
What? What the hell is that?
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Obviously, operator error. Well, in the meantime, the guy that sent me that fax screwed me all up because my thing froze up during the break.
That's and
my computer,
before?
Too.
Oh.
No, actually, my computer froze up because I got onto a website with racing drivers, and it said, who the hell cares about this crap? So not only couldn't I find a picture of this beautiful young driver that this guy's all obsessed with, and probably rubbing himself raw with over right now, but I got nothing but a dead computer. But it's coming back. Well, speaking of equipment, let me just say this to you, Jim Fix-It Yelton and Boris Yeltsin, whatever your name is. This is George's bad. George did a great job filling in last week. But, see, let me give you a little clue on how it works. If somebody says, and I'm not just talking about me, but most people, if somebody says, what's Neil's number? Just to use me as an example, which this is the case. What's Neil's phone number? Generally, the way it would work is you either call me or maybe just send me a fax or an email saying, Yelton wants your phone number. He wants to come up and bug you up there and mess with equipment and screw it up as bad as the stuff is down here. What do you say? And, of course, I would say,
no,
leave me alone. But, no, George gives out not only the phone number and my regular number, but also my cell phone number.
I
get two calls for the price of one. I'm sound asleep last Monday morning, 8:20, my first day on vacation or second day, whatever the hell it was. And I'm sound asleep, and the phone rings, and it's luckily I didn't get in there in time. And I listen to the voicemail, and it's one of our crack engineering staff who just happens to be, to quote him, right around the corner in Niagara Falls, which last time I checked isn't exactly around the corner, inviting himself to come up here and screw around with my computer and my board here. I don't have any computer problems until I got that fax from Greg in Sunrise. Marshmallow mix-up lands cruise passenger in Miami jail for a day. Before we do that, I better give the pull out, shouldn't I? What famous, and we're doing two versions of this because the first one will be brief only until noon because the guys out there, you know, oh, well, we don't know anything about what guys look like. Yeah, I know. What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? And then we'll do the female starting at noon.
All right.
Okay. What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? James Dean was the first one I put on there because, quite frankly, I don't see it. What was the big deal with James Dean? And then we'll do the female one starting at noon, which we don't want any of those called in yet because I know the way they play the game. Well, when we get to the female one, put, you know, what's her name on there, whoever. We'll get to those at noon. Anyway, Hope Clark, a teacher's aide from a small mountain town in Wyoming, may think twice about her next vacation. The bleary-eyed tourist was led away in handcuffs from the cruise ship Fascination at Dawn on Friday following a spot security check at the Port of Miami. She spent a precious day of romantic summer break behind bars all because of a bag of marshmallows that got her in trouble during last summer's vacation. Her story, an odd mix of bumbling federal bureaucracy and national security jitters, came out Friday in U.S. District Court in Miami. It began with a bench warrant out of a Wyoming federal court alleging Clark had failed to pay a $50 ticket last summer. Her name wound up in a federal database. She had been cited for an obscure federal offense, improper food storage at a national park, after leaving a bag of marshmallows out at a campsite at Yellowstone Park. The park has strict food storage laws intended to thwart mooching and marauding bears. Clark, 32, insisted in court she used her credit card to pay the $50 ticket because park officials had confiscated her camping gear and wouldn't give it back until the fine was paid.
Oh, we're fine.
Stunning copy of the citation, U.S. Magistrate John O'Sullivan agreed she'd made good on the fine. The ticket has been paid. This woman should not be in custody, the judge said, ordering her released immediately over a bag of freaking marshmallows at Yosemite National Park. What is America coming to, man?
Hey, that's an important law.
Let's see. Here are a couple of beauties from the Sun Sentinel. Letters to the editor page while you were away. Reagan's death, a reminder to us all, says Helen Goodman in Delray Beach. The pageantry, the pomp and circumstance, the outpouring of public and personal acclaim most deservedly belongs where it's been placed in the dedication of the memory of our now departed dear President Ronald W. Reagan. And I go, why do I want to read this? This is nauseating. Then another one from Karen Lighthouse Point who says, I'm writing to express my disappointment and anger with your choice to print letters that were disrespectful, critical, I already saw this, and inflammatory about the late President Reagan. In other words, Karen in Lighthouse Point thinks we should only have letters to the editor just suck up to the right wing. Just suck up to the memory. When somebody croaks, if they were a piece of crap, then they were a piece of crap, okay? And that's what Reagan was. And now we need another copy of the schedule here. Oh, this is, I'm telling you.
That's
what's going on here? I wouldn't wish on Hitler or Reagan what's going on at QAM. It's just unbelievable. Most of which I can't even discuss. I will say one great thing. Also, I went on the last couple of Saturdays to a Woodbine racetrack. Did I go to the races?
No.
No, sorry, Ian Framowitz, my good friend, did not go to the races. But I went early in the day to the slots, to the casino at Woodbine. How do you like that? What a concept. A casino at a racetrack? Oh, no, that can't be possible, could it? Certainly not in Florida.
No.
Now, we'd like to get that. Hopefully, they'll pass that this fall. Hopefully, it'll be on a ballot, and people will use their brain. I had a great time. They had 1,700 machines out there, the Wheel of Fortune deals. I mean, I lost some money, but I had a great time. And it's a beautiful place, man. You can eat off the floor. They got a nice restaurant in there.
Yeah.
Huge place. It's almost like going into a casino in Vegas. Not as big and glitzy quite, but it's very modern, very nice.
Right. Well, nothing as big and glitzy as Vegas.
Right. But then again, it's, you know, a cab ride. Instead of getting on a plane and spending thousands to get there, I hop in a cab, 25 minutes I'm there, and what's not to like? You'll lose all the money you want. Okay, here's the, let's get the poll going, okay? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Don't forget our topic today, your favorite Boyle.
Olive Boyle.
In Tampa, they're saying it's Danny Boyle. Now, of course, George has no idea what that means.
Who?
WQAM, hello.
Neil Rogers, please.
What is it? Speaking.
Neil, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. Your phone is awful.
Hold on. Let me change.
Sounds like Woody to me, George.
Might be.
Saturday night, 9/11. It is Woody. All right,
yeah, I know. You're right. These calls, man, during the summertime, they're the all-time best. Now, I haven't lost it. I'll tell you, he had a bad phone, crappy connection, but I still knew it was him.
You could feel it.
A million miles away, you could still feel the sputum coming. In fact, that was worse than the stuff that came out of that boil in my back. WQAM, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes?
I got such a boil.
Yeah?
Well, I want to know why George sent my whole call last week.
WQAM, hello.
Hello?
What is now? Why do we have the same sound there?
I don't know. Feedback?
Hello?
No. Yes, sir.
Are you guys screening or non-screening?
Non-screening, sir. You're on the air right now.
Hey, buddy, I'm excited as hell. Got that 9/11 movie coming out on Friday. Got all my liberal friends lined up to go see it. But did you get to catch Michael Moore on the Today Show this morning?
No, I did not.
Oh, boy, you know, they had Katie Couric interviewing him.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you want your liberal friends to go see it?
Why? Because we all think alike.
Well, that's great. That's called, you know, preaching to the choir is what that's called. What a waste of time. Get all your undecided friends to go see it. The liberal friends, we already know what it's all about. We're already on to the Bush crowd, these Nazis, all right? Get some of your middle-of-the-road people, some of your right-wing people. Get them to go see it. Force them. Go tie them up and make them watch it. Oh, look at this. Isn't that something? Wow, welcome back. It's refreshing to hear your voice and wit once again. Now let's get down to business, it says. Good freaking riddance to Rimmer, it says. Well, shame on you. Huh?
I did not write that back.
Yeah, it's your handwriting. No, it's typed. I'm so glad that freeloading frog is leaving town. He's not a frog. I don't know where you come up with that. You got the wrong one. The frog is pot fan, okay? He's the frog, but the freeloaded part is right. It's not because he's leaving for a better job. It's because he's worn out his welcome at every restaurant in town. He's mooched his last meal. He's squeezed the last load out of the buffalo on the nickel. Every waiter and waitress is onto him and is chintzy tipping. Sure, there might be a small professional reason he's leaving, as the amateur Geldy being named New Panther play-by-play. I hate to break the news to you. Geldy's doing the radio. Rimmer was on TV. Mr. Expert out there. But the real reason is a fresh start at freeloading. New restaurants to exploit. Guess what? I heard that there's a Ruth Chris in Columbus. Yeah, my phone rings one day last week, and like a fool, I pick it up, and there's Rimmer and Doug McLean on the phone together. Pop, 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 beep, beep, giving me the exciting news that Rimmer's going to Columbus. And the best news is just two blocks from Doug McLean's house, there's a Ruth Chris. I said, well, that's good, because if I come to town, you're buying, meaning Doug McLean, because I know it sure ain't the other one. It says, new friends to make whose wallets he can leave of a meal or two now and then. Rimmer has licked his last ass in Miami. Signed, Rimmer Hater in Miami. I think it's Denise Botfan. Signed a fax. Don't you? I think that's who sent it.
You can tell by the accent.
Yeah, I can tell by the frog tracks on the bottom of the page. 20 before 11 at 560 WQM. Nobody wants to talk about cancer, heart disease, horrible things happening to us, or a big boil on your back. Yet, it's a proven fact that disease responds extremely well to treatment if you find it early enough. That's the key. That's why you ought to check out a place called Hollywood Diagnostic Center. I was there a few weeks ago. They're proud to offer to you their virtual colonoscopy, which is so much less intrusive than the traditional method. Coronary heart scoring and full body screening exams, which I had both of those, that can detect cancer or other life-threatening diseases in their early stages. A doctor's referral isn't needed, and if you walk out of there with a clean bill of health, it gives you, if nothing else, tremendous peace of mind. So for all your imaging exams, call Hollywood Diagnostic Center at 954-966-3600. At Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they offer you the very latest state-of-the-art imaging equipment with open MRI, high-speed CAT scan, nuclear medicine, and lots, lots more. Hollywood Diagnostic Center, they've been serving South Florida for over 20 years. Their facility also provides a complete mobile diagnostic service that can come right to you. Call Hollywood Diagnostic Center for that imaging exam today. It could be a life-saving phone call. I really mean that. Call 954-966-3600.
This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Been a decade since the juice was in the news. He spent his time on the golf course looking for clues. Now he's back and he can't shut up, spewing his venom and hatred. He's one sick pup, still says he didn't do it. That's OJ, but everybody knew it. That's OJ, the prosecutors blew it. And so to this day, he's still out there. OJ says sometimes he gets mad at his wife, but she didn't cut her own head off with a knife. He gets paid for interviews, needs the cash for his golf juice.
OJ, tell me, how is the search for the real killer going?
It's fine, man. I've been looking at golf courses all across America. Been on Pebble Beach, been on Spyglass, you name it. I ain't found them yet, though.
Why are you just looking at golf courses?
That's mostly where I find myself, on the golf courses.
Couldn't he be anywhere else?
No, I don't think so. They ain't gonna be on a golf course.
OJ is just plain crazy. Here's a hint. He says that Michael and Kobe are innocent. He said he made Marcia Clark's career, but she's lucky he didn't cut her right behind the ear. Still says he didn't do it. That's OJ, but everybody knew it. That's
and so Jay, the prosecutors blew it, and so to this day. He's still out there.
Oh, man.
1047 at 560 WQM. So somebody faxes and says, yesterday the Marlins gave away 10,000 barbecue sets. Josh.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Also allowed fathers and sons to have a catch on the field after the game. So, again, a very inflated number, 23,000. But don't be peeing on their parade. Just do it on Josh Beckett's hand. Now, what in that spot that we just played a minute ago? Yeah. Maybe it's me getting old. Maybe it's my hearing. Maybe I got Rush Limbaugh pill-popping disease. But I would have sworn that they said the only Marlin ever to hit a walk-off home run.
No, in his debut.
A walk-off home run. You're missing the point.
Okay.
Can you tell me what is a walk-off home run?
When you hit it to win the game. In the ninth.
A walk-off home run.
A walk-off home run is if you win the game. You hit a
Nobody in the history of the human race has ever heard, who's a baseball fan, has ever heard that expression before. I think you invented it.
He wrote that spot.
Yeah, I think you wrote the spot. I think this is a conspiracy. A walk-off home run?
I've heard of
a leadoff home run. I've heard of an inside the park home run.
It's a walk-off.
I think you're a walk-off. Man, oh man, a walk-off home run. Wow. Couldn't you just have said, he went yard? That would have been a lot better. Oh yeah. Cabrera goes yard. Cause I'm going nuts. A walk-off home run. I've been a baseball fan for 150 years, okay? I've seen more baseball games in my life than you'll see if you live to be 100. And a walk-off home run?
You've never heard that said?
How about a game-winning home run? Does that make sense to me? Yeah. Even George can understand that.
Yeah.
Right. But then after he hits the game-winning home run, what do?
Walk it off.
Walk off.
That's right.
And remember that song, Just Walk It Off? Just Walk It Off? Let's get some names on this poll we're getting. Yeah. And I got my Boyle story to tell. We better start moving here. Now, what does this schedule look like? Let's see. Who's suspended this week? I mean, Jim Mandich at 2, the Humper at 4 from Shula Steak, 2 in Miami Lakes, where he's probably going to be eating again, feeding that gigantic pouch. 7 o'clock we got now the UM. We got the College World Series from Omaha, Nebraska, which I just love Omaha. What a great place. UM against Cal State Fullerton. One thing about the College World Series, you ever notice it's the same teams every stinking year? Arizona State, Cal State Fullerton, University of Miami, and the same
Texas.
Ones.
Yeah.
Texas, Wichita State, same bunch of rednecks year after year after year. All the same crap. Eddie K after the baseball game, and that's it. That's the schedule. I'm a little bit disturbed to see that we got with Joe out this week. We got Gildy and Bo from 8 to 10 as our lead in this week. Wow. Oh, my God. Talk about... Man. We got the big Geldy and Bo. It's pretty lame. But it's the summertime. You get whatever you take whatever you get, right?
Right.
So far, James Dean is leading the poll because we haven't put any other names on there because I'm busy just rambling and rambling. What famous name, living or male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? WQAM, hello. WQAM, hello. QAM, hola.
Reading is boring, please.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how's it going?
Pretty good.
George did a great job as usual.
That's what I hear. Sensational. So good, we're going to put him on for most of the summer.
Stop it.
I got to agree with you on the walk-off home run thing. I actually heard about it about 2 or 3 years ago. They started saying that. And I
what a stupid expression, man.
See,
this is the problem with all these sports shows and these sports stations. Now, they keep having to create these idiotic cliches like Sammy goes yard. Oh, God.
Some moron on SportsCenter said it one night, and now everyone says walk-off.
All these little punks like Josh Cordes there are saying the same. Oh, walk-off home run. You don't know what that is, you idiot. A walk-off home run.
All right, sir. That's all I got for you.
Okay, thanks. Nobody's got any names for this. I told you the male one they won't know because otherwise it would
I got one. I just
okay.
I don't understand.
Okay, well, let's put it on there so we can get this thing
Keanu.
Going.
Keanu
Reeves. There you go.
They gush, the women. They just
they
go
gush?
Crazy. Yeah, you should see.
By the way, I hope George didn't talk last week about how he'd like to poison his wife's lemonade. I hope he didn't mention that.
No.
5670560, but he would. Pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. See, we haven't had one caller yet with a name for this pool. When we get to the second part with the women,
right,
with the females, then it'll be the sky's the limit. That's why I saved it to like noon.
Good plan.
WQAM, hello.
Thank you. Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir, you're welcome.
Listen, I was just listening to the show, and there.
Yes.
And as much as you know about everything, I've been listening to you for years.
Yes.
You've never heard the term walk-off home run before?
No, not in my life.
It's big. I mean, in college and in major leagues, they use it quite often. It doesn't happen a lot, but it's when the last hit is the home run. It has to be the bottom of the ninth or the bottom of an extra inning.
Well, let me ask you this. When Bobby Thompson hit the home run in 1951 to win the playoffs and the Giants won the pennant and beat the Dodgers,
right?
Did Russ Hodges say it's a... Come on, man.
No, he probably didn't. I don't recall hearing that.
I can understand Dave Van Boring say it's a walk-off home run because it fits right in with his boring description of the game. He's terminal. He's coma-inducing.
Actually, I don't think he would be glib enough to use that term, but... yeah, it is used, though. I don't know that it was used 35, 40 years ago.
It wasn't used 15 minutes ago. I think you guys just made it up.
No,
I think I think you must have had a meeting over the weekend, you and Josh Cordes, and this is a setup. Have a great day, pal. Get out of here. You're not fooling me.
You know, this is better than that Y2K debate we enjoyed so much.
A walk-off home run. Oh, my God. That's got to be – that is worse than Goh's yard. Well, it's right in there. It's right in the running. Sammy Goh's yard, and Neil Goh's nuts. Listening to all these
that's what I heard.
Overgrown jackasses, all these silly jock-sniffing fools, all these maricones with cheese. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Call up for the poll.
Okay.
Christopher Reeves.
Hi, Valley.
WQAM, hello.
Yes, let's speak to Neil.
Speaking.
Hi, Neil. Wondered if you had ever heard of a book called The Pink Swastika?
No.
No, I had read it. It was recommended by an Orthodox rabbi, and it's written, written by an observant Christian and I guess an observant Jew, and
how sad.
Yeah, it tended to
what were they observing? Prejudice?
Well, you might have, depends on your viewpoint. They tended to steer the reader to believe that a lot of the foundations of Nazism was based on the Hellenism, in Greece, and the male macho stereotype, and a lot of the people who were, I guess, pseudo-fascist.
No, I think that maybe Hitler once saw an episode of Seinfeld. That's what turned him. 5670560, pound 560. What is this man talking about?
That pink.
I got this whole pile of books that I got to read, and this guy. Oh, and you know which one is the best?
I
will say that the movie The Hunting of the President just came out, the Joe Connison book, which I had the book and I've read parts of it, and I started reading it again, and I realized, why am I wasting my time reading that now? Because it's just not timely. It'll be like my going out and buying a Bubba book tomorrow. I'm not going to do it. I got too many other important books to read. But the one which I have in the other room, can I run and get it? Whistle the tune.
All right.
Listen, smart guy. One more crack out of you, and I'll smear you all over the joint. Do you hear?
That's all I got ready. We're going to have Geldy doing the shield. That ain't it.
What the hell was that?
It was Ronald Reagan.
Bush's War for Re-Election, Iraq, the White House, and the People by James Moore, author of the New York Times bestseller Bush's Brain. I'm sure I put it on our thing. I'm sure it's on there.
I'm sure.
This book will make you so angry, make you just spit blood about the way that they just lied through their teeth and about the uranium in Niger and about all the weapons of mass destruction and about all of this crap that they just made up and they planted these stories in the media. This is just enough to make you shriek. And I'm only up to like chapter 3. I just started reading it this weekend. Oh, man. Now, will the public read it?
No.
Does the public read books?
No.
Does anybody want to hear me read part of it?
No.
Of course not, because the public is too busy with important things like walk-off home runs. When I heard that in that spot, I thought to myself, now I've just, I'm off the planet. I'm with you. I'm on that that space vehicle to Mars.
To Mars, man.
Yeah. Open up a hot dog stand. Anything.
It'll be big.
Sell some of that bratwurst to Goyim. Man, oh, man. It is just hopeless. It's like this poll. We got two names on here. Okay, well, let's open up the poll, Eric. Okay, that'll get you off the hook for an hour. We got James Dean against Keanu Reeves. Maybe it's like a match race, okay? Maybe Keanu will go yard.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Drudge packing?
Absolutely.
Recently, Paul admitted he was a druggie.
Oh my God.
He tried heroin and LSD and rolled his joints big as a tree. It's no joke, it's no joke. When he wrote this song, he was on coke in a hotel room all filled with smoke. He offered Ringo Starr a toke to come clean after all these years takes lots of guts. I knew they were high when they got those dumb haircuts. Lots of pop, lots of pop. Explain why Paul's eyes were so bloodshot and why John believed Yoko was hot. If he weren't stoked, he'd know she's not. When the B.O.'s were big, there were drugs everywhere. They got stoned with the Bee Gees and Sonny and Cher. So they were, high as a kite for Sergeant Pepper. The 60s was just a total blur. I bet the Beach Boys would concur.
Yes.
Oh, I was high and I bet you were.
1102 at 560 WQM. Here's the facts. They're all piled on now. Walk-off home run is a very common term. Have you been in a cave the past few years or just Toronto? First of all, walk-off home run hasn't been around the past few years, okay? Maybe Josh there can tell us what day he invented it.
What's that?
The expression walk-off home run, the idea that it's been around a few years and that I'm some kind of a fossil because I never heard of it before. Just like the other caller said, it's something that somebody on SportsCenter or some asinine show, asinine show, nice comeback there, nice recovery. Woo! On ESPN, came up with, it just invented it. See, this is what happens when you have a product that's so boring as baseball. It's just terminal. Coma. In addition to which, here in Toronto, the Blue Jays never win anyway. They won yesterday, but that's a rarity. And so they don't have any walk-off home runs. They have, like, drop-dead home runs. Like, you drop dead if they ever hit one. Walk-off home run, my fat ass. Okay, let's get some names on this poll, because this is, here's another one for you, Paul Newman.
Right.
Even in his younger days, he, you know, he was a good-looking guy, but not like, I don't know, I mean, much ado about nothing, if you ask me. Sex symbol, my ass. Oh, speaking of that, U.S. groups want more film banned. It is coming out this Friday, have no fear, but not without some hysteria. U.S. conservative groups have launched a campaign to have Michael Moore's misleading and grotesque film, Fahrenheit 9/11, banned from cinemas. That's what they call it, misleading and grotesque. The film alleges connections between President George Bush and top Saudi families, including the Bin Ladens. Move Forward America. Move America Forward has begun a letter-writing campaign while Citizens United is making TV and Internet advertisements which criticize Moore. The documentary film will be shown around the U.S. from this Friday, June 25, says the BBC News. Move America Forward members were behind a letter-writing campaign that led U.S. channel CBS to drop TV movie The Reagans last November, claiming the film distorted history. The group has received several thousand emails of support for its Fahrenheit 9/11 campaign, saying Executive Director Siobhan Guini, a former Republican Party lobbyist, he's the executive director of this group of Nazis.
Okay.
Since we're the customers of the American movie theaters, it's important for us to speak up loudly, out loud, and tell the industry executives that we don't want this misleading and grotesque movie being shown at our local cinema, the group said on its website, listing contact details for various U.S. cinemas. Ms. Guini said, Moore is critical of what's happening right now, and there's no problem with being critical, but his movie is not a documentary, it's a piece of propaganda. Citizens United is headed by former Republican congressional aide David Bossie, who's also targeting George Soros, a billionaire who donated nearly $13 million to groups seeking to defeat President Bush. Mr. Bossy said, look, Michael Moore is simply producing and advertising this movie at this time to try to affect the election. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
It seems to be left to us to make sure that the media is educated as well as the American people are educated as to what they're up to. The media that's been coddling and cajoling and in bed with this group of right-wing right. Nazis. That media, is that what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
The liberal media.
Right. I forgot about that. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Walk-off home run. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how are you doing? Nice pretty job good. Filling in for George.
Yes.
I got, I just want to say one thing before I give you the, who I think for the poll, that yeah. I am not a faggot, but I want
to. Well, you sound like one to me.
But I just want to let you know I'm not a faggot, let everybody know. What's this guy, Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds. Oh, that's his line. Okay, pal. That's what Burt's always saying, he's not a faggot. I didn't understand what he was saying, right. But he said he was not a faggot, and I could hear the Hispanic accent, so I knew that he was BSing us. Burt Reynolds, that's a good one. What was the big deal with him? A good actor in Deliverance, and what's the other one we said he was good in?
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Phenomenal. Two good movies and a bunch of crap, but not a good-looking guy, especially with that nasty hairpiece. Plus, but he's not a faggot.
Right.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. We'll get this baby cranked up and going. Speaking of babies, Brooksville, Florida, Central Florida couple. Did you see this story?
Starved
the kid?
Yeah.
A Central Florida couple surrendered on aggravated child abuse charges a month after their 10-year-old foster daughter was removed from their home weighing only 29 pounds, well below norms for a 10-year-old, 29 pounds. My left leg weighs more than that. The malnourished girl was locked in her bedroom for days at a time. She was fed milk, nutritional drinks, and a spoonful of food three times a day, Hernando County Sheriff's investigators said Friday. The girl's brother, 14, sneaked her extra food under her double-locked door two or three times a week, investigators said. She was given a paint bucket to use as a toilet. Did you know that?
Luxury.
It was like the pictures you see for Hunger Relief Fund ads of malnourished children in the third world country. Sheriff's Lieutenant Joseph Paez said it was a real disturbing thing. The National Center for Health Statistics say the median weight for 10-year-old girls is about 72 pounds. Arthur Thomas Elaine Jr., 46, and Lori Elaine, 47, were arrested last Thursday, released after posting $20,000 bail each on abuse and neglect charges. The foster parents and the girl told investigators that she had an eating disorder that made her vomit. But healthcare workers said she has no physical or psychological disorder and has been gaining weight with proper nutrition. The siblings went to live with the Elaines after the state terminated their mother's parental rights in 99. The Elaines, who were friends of the family, allegedly began denying the girl food in January of 2001. Until the girl was removed and hospitalized, she was last seen by a doctor in February 2002. State Child Protection workers acting on a complaint removed the girl May 18th. Investigators said her eyes were sunken and her ribs were clearly visible, but Sheriff Richard Nugent said she had a big smile in the police photos.
Well,
maybe she enjoyed that breakfast. That could have been it. Or maybe she enjoyed, like, sitting on a real turlet for once in her life. Would have been good instead of doing it in the paint bucket.
Does it mention their religion in there?
By the way, save the paint buckets. Josh Beckett might want to have a look at him. Wouldn't it be something if he hit a walk-off home run? 5-6-7-0-5. That has got to be the most stupid. And Josh sits there, oh, yeah, it's right. A walk-off home run. He hits a home run to win the game.
You know, no, I'm even getting calls here saying it's legit, you know, on this phone.
I understand that somebody invented that phrase. Don't you understand what I'm trying to tell you? All you punks. Somebody invented it. Huh?
You just never heard it.
I never heard it because I don't listen or watch baseball games. Haven't in years.
Loop.
So that's why. How would I hear it if I don't watch baseball anymore? But let me say it again. Having listened to and watched baseball and attended millions of games in person over the years, I can guarantee you that that phrase never existed. Somebody invented it. There is no such. I mean, for example, there's such a thing as an inside the park home run. We can agree on that, right?
Right.
There's such a thing as a leadoff home run, right?
Right.
And always has been because that's a part of the game. This is just a cliche that some jackass invented on ESPN, and you're getting sucked right into it. Probably because you're sitting there with that boring jackass there doing the ball games, and you're thinking, oh, my God, anything that'll spice this up can't be all bad. I mean, even that promo we're playing now, Boog sounds like he's in a coma. Now, let's face it, Boog is a very excited guy. He does a great job. We love Boog. But that promo, he sounds like he's gone off into snooze land, sitting there with that coma-inducing Dave Van Boring guy.
Well, he walked off.
Yeah, it was a walk-off performance. In fact, I'm thinking of doing it right now. See ya.
Just walk away.
A walk-off home run. Oh, man. What is this world coming to? I thought it was bad enough with the Bush crowd. This must have something to do with the Patriot Act, doesn't it? By the way, was there a game at the Super Bowl this year, or just those that booby?
There was a game.
25 votes. Look at this. This may be the lowest number of votes we ever had, this first poll here. I told you this part of it wouldn't fly, because what do they know about what guys look like? So they got to tell us.
You're gay.
What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? Keanu Reeves, 10. James Dean, 8. Billy Bob Thornton, 4. Where the hell did he come from?
Oh,
Burt Reynolds,
3.
And Paul Newman, none. Oh, he was a walk-on. Yeah. He was a walk-away on our poll. Or a walk-away from the win. See, I can understand that. You know, when the bases are loaded in the bottom of the ninth, score is tied, 3-2 on the batter, we're a walk away from winning the game, right?
Maybe they'll start saying it.
Yeah. There you go, Van Boring. There's one for you. WQAM. Boy, this thing is strange. QAM, hello. Hola.
There's
not there.
Huh.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Walk-off home run, maybe 5-6 years old, the term at the most. I mean, it basically means game-ending home run.
Oh, I understand that. Yeah.
I'm sure it came from SportsCenter or something like that. When I first heard it, I thought, oh, that's like a slang like Stuart Scott would say or one of these guys. And, you know, it's descriptive enough. I mean, you know, people walk off the field afterwards.
But they don't walk off the field. I mean, walk off home run. First of all, when a guy hits home run to win a game, everybody comes running out of the dugout. They all congratulate. So it's not a walk off. Walk off sounds like a coma to me. Walk off the field to just walk away, Renee?
I think they used it to distinguish from, like you said, game winning. Because a game winning home run could be in any inning, really, if nobody scores after. So, you know, it was colorful and they came up with it. But it's not a long-time baseball term, like you said. It was definitely not used 10, 20 years ago.
Well, thanks for validating my existence. Have a great day. Yeah, we're not getting any suggestions for the poll.
No.
But walk-off home run, man, this is heavy duty. What would you expect on QAM, huh?
Right.
And what about that goosing guy, huh? A lot of goosing going on that golf course. I sure hope nobody lost any balls at that tournament this weekend. Because it's hard to be goosing without the equipment. Look at all these faxes here. Let's see. Overrated male. Tom Cruise. There's a good one for the poll. Tom Cruise. Both in looks and acting ability. And you are...
Absolutely correct, sir.
Owen Wilson. I Spy, Behind Enemy Lines, Zoolander. That's John in Columbia, South Carolina. You forgot South Carolina in College World Series. Go Gamecocks is what he says. Well, he didn't say all of that. Well, no, that's where Cocky Day. I told you that story.
Yes.
Anyway. Robert Redford, great hair, but those face warts are grotesque, and that's another good one. He never looked good on his best day, but he's supposed to be a sexpot. Robert Redford, I'll give you another one, too, since I'm the one that's got to put all the ones on there, being the fact that I am. How about David Duchovny?
All right.
He's a good actor.
Right, pose nose.
But he's a hunk. That hunk, Dave. Oh,
yeah,
come on.
He's a hunk
of
right.
What? He was good in, you know what movie I watched again over the weekend that happened to be on, or during the last week?
California. Great movie.
Oh, my God.
And see, there's Brad actually acting like a character. You never.
In fact, when Brad started gurgling up that blood there at the very end, you know, I was thinking of my boil all over again.
Hey, Dale.
Oh, I guarantee you didn't smell like my boil. I'll get into that. We'll tell you. Wait till you get
right
close to lunchtime. For all you people trying to lose weight, you won't eat for a month after I tell you my piercing the boil story. It was a eye popper.
Eye poppy.
11:14 at 560 WQM. You know, summer's here, but are you still embarrassed to take off your shirt at the pool or wear that nice skirt you saw in the window? Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed to wear it. So what are you doing to finally lose weight and feel better about yourself? You have to take advantage of Balance for Life. Who would have thought that you could have 3 meals and 2 snacks delivered to your door daily and still lose weight? But you can. And don't forget, the beauty is you get to pick your meals. Each week you'll get a different menu with 2 selections for every meal. No other company offers this. Select your breakfast, lunch, dinner, and 2 snacks. That's it. No cooking, no cleaning, and you lose weight because all the meals are based upon the proven zone diet by Dr. Barry Sears, Gene Sears, and Jay Sears, and even Brian. Nice going, Brian. For instance, menu choices this week are portobello and provolone omelet, veal marsala, and crab Louis salad. How can you call that dieting? People on Balance for Life lose an average of 15 pounds a month without even trying. Plus, for a limited time, get a free pedometer when you sign up. Just stick it on your foot. Track your steps and increase your weight loss. And now try their special 7-day trial never offered before. Call this number, toll free, 1-866-225-4543. But an even easier look at this. But even easier, just remember balanceforlife.com. That's balanceforlife.com online, or toll free, call 1-866-225-4543.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAQAM.
Earl David Hasselhoff, former star of Baywatch and Knight Rider, was arrested and charged with DWI. The German pop star spent the night in jail and was released on $15,000 bail. Hidden microphone in Kit the Talking Car captured this exchange.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God, David. What is that smell?
Nothing. Fine.
Have you been drinking, David?
Just a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, just a drop or two. Three. Come here.
You smell like a skunk's kisser.
Come on, kid, that's not nice.
The truth hurts.
Come on, lay off.
And how about this for the truth? They only like you in Germany.
Ah, that's BS and you know it. They love me in Singapore.
No, they don't.
Really?
They hate you.
How about in Greenland? They love me there?
No, they don't.
Huh?
They hate you.
How about China?
Hate you.
New Zealand?
Hate you.
Greece?
Hate you.
Aw, kid.
David, don't look now, but we've got the cops on our ass.
Oh, no, what am I gonna do?
For heaven's sake, don't speak or they'll know you're ossified.
Come on, quit it, I'm not ossified.
Say hello to Betty Ford, my tall, goofy friend.
Quit it.
Did you fart?
No.
Did you fart?
No, I didn't, stop asking me that.
Did you burp?
No.
Did you burp?
Stop it.
If you have to throw up, please lean out the window. I just had my seats done.
All right.
Don't call me to bail you out, you wet cob.
Funny, after 11 at 560, now, George just emailed me a picture of Ryan Hunter Ray, and as a matter of fact, let's do that again since it's right there handy. Who are they kidding, man?
I don't know.
He's another one of them inbred Tennessee-looking right. type people. You know, all them NASCAR people, they all look like that. Country Western people, NASCAR people, they all look like they just came from the backwoods, from Aintree or something like that. Rick says, I think the term walk-off home run came when the term the ting of the bat, as in the aluminum bats, came around. Maybe that's the ting we were talking about.
Oh, that ting.
Oh, man. Also says that George did a great job the last six shows. He's great with those Hialeah wannabes, whatever that is. Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Who would want to be a Hialeah type person? Anyway, here's a fax from Frank who says, actually, that phrase has been around a few years now. It's gotten so popular that now they try to find any innovative uses of the words walk off. For example, if a batter draws a walk with the bases loaded in a tie game, it's a walk off walk. Or no wonder I hate baseball like poison now. I'm so glad I gave it up. Or if a team wins because the pitcher makes an illegal move with the runner on third, it's called a walk off balk. I've actually heard walk-off sacrifice fly, walk-off single, walk-off hit by a pitch, walk-off wild pitch, etc. As for the pole, Tom Cruise. And then for female, he's got Halle Berry, although she looked good in Gothica. She's got soggy, oh man, soggy boobies and faces okay at best. That's sacrilegious, Frank, but we'll put her on there when we get to it.
Sure.
Can you believe that? No, I told you that, though. She ain't looking all that great lately. I think since Dave Justice beat her up a little bit. Wasn't that Dave Justice, Josh?
Yeah.
See, I finally got one right. He knows his baseball.
She healed.
In fact, I think it was a walk-off battering is what I heard. Robert Redford, we already did that one. Owen Wilson, I already did these too, didn't I? And Tom Cruise.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. Well, I got these piling up here. We got piles. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? We're getting a few votes on there, but not too many. They'll save it for something they know something about, which is certainly not guys who look good. They know nothing about that. They look in a mirror, shave every morning. Billy Bob Thornton, 23. Keanu Reeves, 15. Burt Reynolds, a dozen. He's not gay, you know. James Dean, 9. Robert Redford, 3. David Duchovny, 3. Good actor, though.
Right.
Tom Cruise, 2. Owen Wilson, 1. And Paul Newman don't have any. They thought he was really hot. Okay. WQAM, hello. QAM, hello.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir, good morning.
I just wanted to give you a heads up.
On?
Dave Slater, one of our old-time friends.
Yes.
Is a candidate for the Miami-Dade mayoral.
Yeah, okay, well, I'm real happy for him. That's great. You know, sometimes you lead us down the garden path and we just get sucked in and just go right along. Dave, you know, there comes a point in time when you just realize that it just ain't going to fly. Okay, you're a good guy, your intentions are good, but the last time, you know, why do they want to keep using the show and using us and using us? He wants to give us a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to use this show anymore to promote a candidacy that doesn't get five votes, okay, that nobody cares about, nobody's interested in. Buy an ad in the Herald. Buy an ad in somewhere, in El Herald. Do something to go. Get a megaphone. Go stand on the street corner. But I am so tired of that, man. It's just outrageous is what it is. I'd rather read the Bubba book, and I'd rather croak before I did that.
Well, here's a fact you won't be able to read, so I'll just read it to you.
That says,
so faint. The morons at ESPN started saying walk-off home run a couple of years ago, and it caught on.
Yeah, there you go. I told you that. They just keep making up cliches because otherwise it's boring. All they do is give the same scores and the stats and, you know, whatever else. And so they have to keep coming up with these stupid-ass cliches, and that is the worst. A walk-off home run. It gives you the impression of like a golf tournament, right? Like where everybody just, like that thing you got, just walk away. That's what it sounds like, boring. Mm-hmm. And the last thing that baseball needs is any more cliches that make it sound boring, which it is. At least it's truth in packaging. Oh, there's your friend on line 9, QAM, hello.
Yeah, who's this, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Neil, how about Tom Selleck for your poll?
Tom Selleck is an excellent choice, and he's not gay either, by the way. He's going to be holding a press conference at noon to announce, just to remind the public, that he's also not gay. Higgins might be a little swishy, but not Tom Selleck. Got it?
Okay.
Well, I don't know why we even add names on here, just to fill it out, I guess. You know, because I knew we wouldn't have a lot. What?
For something to do.
No, I got a whole pile of stuff here, but I don't want to come back on the first day and start reading all these stories, which I know you didn't do, even though I didn't listen.
Right, I did not.
I heard 3 minutes with you and Suds, and I'll say it again. Suds is great.
Yes.
You guys sound like you're having a great time together there.
We were.
And the problem with the Rick and Suds show was Rick.
I did read one story, though.
In fact, that was the only thing that Reagan ever said that made any sense to me was...
Rick Riley is an imbecile.
Was that. Now, you read a story about what?
Larry King.
Oh, the one that I just got through reading before. Well, that's okay.
Big, important story.
How about this story about Al-Qaeda site? The website says police helped in Johnson abduction. That's Paul Johnson, who used to have a good head on his shoulders, but doesn't anymore. Al-Qaeda militants disguised in police uniforms and cars provided by sympathizers in the Saudi security forces set up a fake checkpoint to snare the American engineer they later beheaded, according to an account of the operation posted on an Islamic extremist website yesterday. Now, this morning, making the rounds, of course, since this came on the website, was that bald-headed geek. His name is, I think, Adel Jujubeen.
Okay.
Yeah, Jujubee, like he used to get at the movies. Jujubees?
I think he still can.
They'll tear your fillings out like crazy.
They'll pull them right out of there.
But anyway, he was on there. He said, well, this isn't true, and they can paint any car like a police car, and they can get the uniforms, about you're right. They're always, the Saudis always, just remember I told you this a long time ago, and it's true. They play both sides against the middle. Because the Saudi royal family, in order to stay in power and not get overthrown, which could be done very easily, by the way, but in order to stay in power, they keep playing up to the terrorists. But for public consumption and to make themselves look good, they come over here kissing Bush's ring and running around on a ranch and, you know, licking each other's robes. So on the one hand, they're very much against terrorism. They're doing everything in their power, in spite of the fact that they're the ones pretty much who invented this whole brand of terrorism and this lunacy. But oh, no, they're doing whatever they can. The Saudis, they are the sand chiggers in the woodpile. Make no mistake about it, okay? They're the ones. If we were going to invade anywhere, which we shouldn't have been invaded anywhere, but if we were going to, that should have been the one.
Uh-huh. Ground zero.
Make no mistake about it. Should have just hooked the old big hose right up there. Oh, I just saw a clip of John Kerry. Has he actually got a campaign going or what?
I don't know.
27 past 11. Man, oh, man. If he doesn't have, I hate to say this because I hope I'm going to vote for him 20 times, but he has the mask of death on his face, doesn't he?
How about that running mate of his?
Hey, more lively than Kerry. And we don't even know who it is yet. 27 past 11. Somebody just give him like a little jolt, okay? Give him like a little oxygen would be good. Hey, if you're trying to lose weight by following a low-carb diet like almost everybody is now, the Lights of West Boca's help thousands of low-carb dieters achieve their weight loss goals, and they can do the same for you. You know, today shopping for the right low-carb products has become more and more confusing, more difficile. Most of the so-called low-carb products on the grocery store shelves won't help you lose weight. Selecting foods with the right ingredients as well as the lowest carbs is the key. Delights focuses on over 1,000 of the right low-carb food items and products that you can sample before you buy. That's right, you can try anything in the store before you shell out any cash and buy a whole bunch of it. And they have a knowledgeable staff to guide you to success. So if you're on the Atkins, the Sugar Busters, the Skatkins, the South Beach, any low-carb sugar-free diet, head for Delights of West Boca, the number one low-carb store in America, and let them help you reach your important weight loss goals. They're open every day, 7 days a week from 10 till 10, and you'll find Delights of West Boca on the northeast corner of Glades and 441, right next to Boston Market, or call them toll-free at 1-877-LOW-CARB. That's with a W, L-O-W-C-A-R-B, or on the web, it's lowcarb.com. Don't forget Delights of West Boca. There's only one, and your official Atkins retail center.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAQAM.
Bar. Oh, for a Klondike bar? I've listened to Ricky Martin repeatedly, over and over. Oh, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't like Klondike bars. I'm allergic to chocolate. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm a diabetic. Oh, sweet Jesus, stop it. No, turn it off.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
There's another one for you, Ricky Martin, man. She is nasty looking. 28 till noon at 560 WQM. I bet, did we get 100 votes? Oh, yeah, 115. This is going to be the fewest votes we ever got on a poll in the first part of the show at any point. Because what did I tell you in the beginning? This part, they don't want anything to do with. Oh, we don't know anything about that.
Right.
We wouldn't know a good-looking guy if he came up and kissed us right on the lips. At any rate, this fax that you just sent me, this is pathetic. I mean, the response we're getting on walk-off home run, you would think that we just, all of a sudden, we struck the mother load here
this
or something.
Great.
We finally, after all of these years...
About 30, man!
Finally, it took me nearly 30 years in South Florida to find a topic that the South Florida people are really whipped up into a frenzy about, a walk-off home run. This thing here, man, I wouldn't wish this on Heinrich Himmler or George W. Bush. How do you like that? Or Rummy. God. What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? And we'll do the females starting at noon, like I said, which we got so far in there, Madonna. And who else are we putting on there? Halle's Berries.
Okay.
A lot of guys would like to see Halle's Berries close and personal, but not the faxer. Billy Bob Thornton, 46. how come we don't put on there the race car guy, Ryan Seacrest. Schwartz Ryan, whatever his name was?
I don't know.
The one that you sent me the picture
of.
Yeah,
I know.
Ryan Hunter, Jones Schwartz. Keanu Reeves, 17. Burt Reynolds, 15. James Dean, 10. Tom Cruise, 7. David Duchovny, 6. Owen Wilson, 6. Robert Redford, 6. Tom Selleck's got a pair. Higgins seen him. And Paul Newman don't have any. Well, maybe I should take that back. Paul Newman was, back in the day. You know, the thing about walk-off home run, I was just thinking during the break.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Have you ever, I'm sure you've wondered this, where do these expressions start?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
All the
like
time.
Like back in the day, and
right.
You tell me that's a black thing. I find that
most
so...
Most of the, yeah, and it's been that way for a long time, like all of it, even in your day.
Oh, you mean like back in the day?
Yeah. A lot of the slang terms that the kids pick up came from the black folks.
Really?
Sure. Cool.
If you look real close at John Kerry, it says, Dan, you can actually see the scars on his neck from where they ripped the bolts out. Oh, that's bad. I thought the bolts were on the forehead, weren't they?
No, they're on his neck.
They're on Frankenstein's neck?
Yeah.
I always thought they were on his forehead. I better see that movie again, the Frankenstein Return, the Ghost of Frankenstein, the one they were previewing on the drive-in movie channel that you don't get. So sorry about that. Cheney in firing line over Nigerian bribery claims. Wouldn't this be great? Just before the election would be good.
Right.
British lawyers emerging as a key witness in a $180 million bribery investigation that could lead to the indictment of U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney.
Oh!
Last week, U.S. oil corporation Halliburton cut all ties with a former senior executive, Albert Stanley, after it emerged he had received as much as $5 million in improper personal benefits as part of a $4 billion gas project in Nigeria. Halliburton also sacked a second consultant, William Chowdhury, in connection with bribery allegations. At the time of these alleged payments, Cheney was the chief executive of the corporation, the CEO.
Oh!
French investigating magistrate Renaud Van Rumbeek is examining the stream of payments surrounding the controversial project, which was built during the regime of the late dictator Sani Abacha. Abacha, this could be trouble. The judge has uncovered a $180 million web of payments channeled through offshore companies and bank accounts. The Nigerian project to build a huge gas plant was signed with an international consortium that included Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root. Cheney retired from the chief executive post in 2000. Now, is that the same as Baby Root, who hit a lot of walk-off home runs? I don't think I'm ever going to be the same again. I just, the more, every time I say it, the more stupid it sounds to me. It's one of those things.
Yeah, well, I'll stop faxing them when they stop faxing them.
Oh, yeah. No, keep them coming. Like I said, we finally struck the mother lode. After about 100 years, we finally put our finger right on it.
Rectum?
Yeah, there too.
It's like the Y2K thing all over again.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're out of touch, Neil. You just don't get it. Oh, thank the Lord. I'm so glad to be out of touch with walk-off home runs. WQAM, hello.
Hi, is Neil there?
Speaking.
Hi, Neil. Has anybody mentioned Patrick Swayze for your poll?
That's a very good one. I like that. In fact, I like John Cameron Swayze better than Patrick. Thanks a lot, pal. Good choice.
Patrick Swayze looks like the kid from Deliverance growing up.
Yeah, there you go. In fact, I think he's over there with the Beasleys right now. Thank you. Yeah, he's playing the banjo. He's strumming it. And the banjo, too. Yeah, Patrick Swayze, what's the deal with him? Who's the other one who is the Disney guy who was in all the Disney movies?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, there's another very ugly guy. He's married to Goldie Hawn, whom I like a lot. But he was also considered a real sex pot, very ugly guy. Kind of that backwoods mugwumpy kind of look, you know? I'm trying to explain it because all the people, these guys in our macho audience, they don't know anything about that. Although they do like guys who take a lot of showers together. What? That's what the jocks do, man. They take showers together. They snap each other on the ass with a towel. They chase each other around in the locker room, man. That's what all that faggery is all about. That's why when you read all of these stories about all the stuff going on, like over there in
Abu Ghraib,
that's part of the American effing way, man. You'd understand that.
I do. I've seen it. I've been in the locker room.
It's rampant faggery going on. Oh, and speaking of that, I might as well use this story now, because the military don't like all that faggery. Military boots 770 gays from its ranks. Even with concerns growing about military troop strength, 770 people were discharged for homosexuality last year under the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The figure, however, is significantly lower than the record 1,227 discharges in 2001, just before the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq. Since Don't Ask, Don't Tell was adopted in 1994, nearly 10,000 military personnel have been discharged, including linguists, cunnilinguists, nuclear warfare experts, and other key specialists as well. The statistics obtained from the Defense Manpower Data Center and analyzed by the Center for the Study of Sexual Minorities in the Military at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Should I say that again? The Center for the Study of Sexual Minorities in the Military at the University of California, Santa Barbara. I thought they were in a College World Series. Offers a detailed profile of those discharged, including job, specialty, rank, and years spent in the service, and yada, yada. And it just goes on. The madness, the insanity, the lunacy, the hate, because God didn't invent Adam and Steve. He invented Adam and Eve, is what it was. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, you better get with the Lord, mister, because you're going to burn in hell, man. You're going to rot for eternity if you don't get with the Lord.
Not me.
I'm going to say it again. The religious people are at the root of every evil, every curse, every crap that's going on in the world today. Not just militant Muslims, militant everyone. Jews, Goyim, you name it.
Amen, brother.
The religious people are the crazy people. They're the dangerous people. Let's send them to Mars is what I say, okay?
Oh!
Yeah. Maybe they can invent some new gods up there, some new bubble mices for the Martians.
Martian
just
diet.
Get out of our lives and leave us alone. Every excuse to hate, whether it's black people, whether it's women, whether it's fags, whether it's Jews, whether it's whoever it is, every excuse comes from religious sickness and twisted crap, that man-made garbage, swill. At any rate, am I getting across to you?
No.
Didn't think so. Let's get back to walk-off home runs. Huh? Now, just because you're not a sports guy, man, see, I know my baseball. And I broadcast the Hurricane. In fact, speaking of the College World Series, I was there 5 years in a row. How do you like that, Josh?
It's great.
5 years in a row, I broadcast Hurricane baseball, which we culminated with a World Series victory in 82, I believe it was, beating Wichita State in the final game. And I don't recall anybody ever hitting any walk-off home runs for the Hurricanes. I don't remember Frank Castro ever hitting one or anybody on that team hitting a walk-off home run.
Well, then you missed out.
Yeah. We better go back and do it all over again. Let's go back to Omaha. What do you say? Great steakhouses, man. I'm telling you, you'd be... And the people there. Wow.
Yeah.
You would be shocked.
I'm not for it. No, I wouldn't.
Those corn-fed, Midwestern-looking guys and gals.
Yeah. Been there.
You have been there?
Not in Omaha, but no, I know the corn.
You want to go to Omaha, believe me. That's the heart of it. I think it's all that good meat they eat. 19 till noon at 560 WQM. Is your company suffering from regulations and increased labor costs? Let Oasis Outsourcing help you when it comes to the people side of your business. Payroll Administration, Fortune 500 Company Employee Benefits, Human Resource Services, and Risk Management are just a few of the services that Oasis Outsourcing can cover to help your business be more profitable. Don't let me forget about my boil. Call Oasis Outsourcing today for a free evaluation toll-free at 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747. With more than 60,000 employees worldwide, Oasis Outsourcing understands the many facets of human resource management. Outsourcing is being recognized by firms both large and small as a powerful management choice, which lets you focus on your core business while leaving the operational details to Oasis Outsourcing. Let Oasis Outsourcing make your business a lot more profitable. For a free evaluation, call them toll-free, 1-866-AT-OASIS. That's 1-866-286-2747 for Oasis Outsourcing.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio is all yours now.
QAM.
President Bush expanded health care for children and cut taxes to stimulate the economy. I don't like that. If I am elected president, this will be an America that invites inflation and recession, and I have a plan to do so. George Bush has no plan. I will move America in a new direction that will erode any recovery and threaten the prospect of lasting prosperity in our nation. In the blink of an eye, millions of families struggling to pay higher health care costs, higher college tuitions, trillions in deficits over the next decade. If I am president, that is the new direction that I will set for our budget and for our economy. Thank you very, very much.
Right. 11:45, 15 till noon at 560 WQM. Here's one, a good choice. Too bad I won't get any votes because the time's almost up for the poll. John Wayne.
Yeah.
He was a nasty-looking dude. But, oh, don't tell. Now, see, that's bad. Our sports enthusiastic audience out there, they're not going to be happy with that. You don't mess with a Duke, I'll tell you. Although, didn't he win our most overrated actor poll?
Yeah, I think he did.
Now, I like this fact. Now, you probably don't understand. Well, maybe you do. Walk-off home run equals go homer.
I know what homer means.
Yeah, Homer Simpson. Or homo. No, go homer. See, I thought about that for about 3 seconds. I sure as hell like go homer a lot better than walk-off home run. It's a go homer because now we all go home. Josh, do you understand that?
I do.
Don't you like that? See, your problem is that you're a putz that's brainwashed by these morons. I don't know where the Antichrist is. Well, I do know where he is. I don't know who he is. I don't know what he is. The Chupacabra, the same thing. But they definitely both can be found at ESPN. Those are the evildoers. If Bush wants to find evildoers, they ought to invade ESPN studios at about 10 o'clock tonight.
So he doesn't like Homer because it sounds too much like homo.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm
well, maybe
homo?
He's...
Blaming.
Maybe that's the problem. Thomas B. Griffith, President Bush's nominee for the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, has been practicing law in Utah without a state law license for the past 4 years, according to Utah state officials. Griffith, the general counsel for Brigham Young University since August 2000, had previously failed to renew his law license in Washington for 3 years while he was a lawyer based in the district. It was a mistake he attributed to an oversight by his law firm staff, but that lapse in his D.C. license, reported earlier this month by the Washington Post, subsequently prevented Griffith from receiving a law license in Utah when he moved there. Well, don't confuse him with the facts. Under Utah law, Griffith's only option for obtaining a state license was to take and pass the state bar exam, an arduous test that lawyers try to take only once. He applied to sit for the exam, but never took it, Utah bar officials confirm. Utah state bar rules require all lawyers practicing law in the state to have a Utah law license. There is no general exception for general counsels or corporate counsels. Lawyers who practice only federal law or whose work is solely administrative can avoid the requirement in some cases. A lawyer who specializes in legal ethics said Griffith's two licensing lapses should disqualify him from a lifetime appointment to one of the nation's most important federal benches, second only to the Supreme Court. This is the kind of slime bag that El Presidente wants to put on the federal courts. Of course, we know there's no lawyers in Utah, right?
Well,
absolutely.
No way. They're all good Mormons out there. They're all good religionists. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. We might as well start building the other one right now. We'll leave this one on here till because there's no point in putting in more names on it, right?
Until the next break.
What do you mean by that?
Well, that's the noon break anyway, right?
What famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? What do we got so far? Not a lot of votes, 169, because God forbid that, because they're probably monitoring your vote. And if you vote, that means you've got an opinion on this, and you're not supposed to have an opinion if you're a good red-blooded American who understands walk-off home run.
We're tracing the cookies.
See, that's why I don't understand it, because us fags, we don't understand that sports lingo, you know? We understand about showering together and slapping each other on the ass with a towel. But other than that, that's about where it ends.
Sports!
Right at your end.
Rectum!
Billy Bob Thornton, 64. Now, whoever said he was good-looking?
Angelina.
Oh, how sad.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves, 24. Tom Cruise, 23. Burt Reynolds, she's got 19. James Dean, 14. Owen Wilson, 7. Big don't have any. David Duchovny, 7. Robert Redford, 6. Tom Selleck, 2. Patrick Swayze, 2. Kurt Russell's got one. John Wayne, 1. And Paul Newman doesn't have any. I should probably retract that. I want to apologize. Can I apologize?
To who? To Paul?
Well, the reason I said that is because we've only seen him like the last how many years now?
About 30, man.
About 130 years old. Since he's been 100, we see him. He's like craggy and like, oh, that's so sad. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those people that's not crazy about seeing these showbiz celebrities that we haven't seen for a long time, and then all of a sudden you see them and you think, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow, look at that. It's like a fried prune on a head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I got a great column here, man. I would read it, but I'm not going to do it.
Why not?
It's on our website. It was on over the weekend.
Okay.
I'm just going to, because it's too long. It's 5 pages long. 5 long pages long. I'm not doing it.
All right, don't.
But remember I talked a long time ago about a book that I thought I read, and then I decided maybe I should write it, but I don't, I can't write books. The Dumbing Down of America, Part 1 of 2.
Right. Oh, I saw that.
By Manuel Valenzuela, Axis of Logic. I put it on our website, right. And you've seen it, so at least you saw it.
I read it over the weekend, sure.
This is so, should I read just the first paragraph
there
or two?
Tease it. Yeah,
it doesn't say anything about walk-off home runs, though, which I think
well,
he left that out.
Who cares about it, then?
I think that's when we started going to hell in a handbasket is when some jackass on SportsCenter made up that expression, walk-off home run. I keep saying it, and every time I say it, I just want to spit blood. I want to open up another boil. I don't have any other ones. Don't let me forget to tell that.
Oh, I won't.
But I'll do it in the noon hour when people are going to be eating because it's disgusting. But no, there might be some people out there that might have a boil.
Yeah, there might be.
Right? Wouldn't you think?
For a fact.
Well, there are a lot of people get a boil. If you're diabetic, you're prone to getting more boils. Or if you're like, I don't know, why do you
Hagan
get a boil?
Dave Hagan had an exciting boil story that he can share with you.
I didn't know Dave Hagan was Jewish.
How could you not?
I never checked.
Oh.
How could I not? How that name doesn't sound, I mean, David is a Jewish name, but Hagan right. Don't sound Jewish.
You didn't notice the Star of David, big as a hubcap on his neck?
I never really looked that close. Dave is a great guy. He does a good job. He's a nice looking guy. As a matter of fact, he's one of the... Huh?
He's a mensch.
He's a good guy, right, a mensch. But I never knew he was a Jew. I mean, of course, Jews and jocks, it's all we got at QAM.
Got some
there's nothing else. I mean, name me one goy that we have on the staff that isn't a jock. Or ex-jock. Oh, I know, the big...
Oh!
Yeah, but he's our token spick.
Well, we don't know. We haven't asked him, have we? He could have wrestled in, college.
He ought to be wrestling with his conscience, man. He is not... You know, I heard what he said there at the end of the show. He's filling in this morning for Joe. And about how Neil Rogers is coming up next, going to rip me for the next 2 hours. First of all, I wouldn't spend 2 hours talking about you, Big.
Oh!
You're a nice guy. It's not personal. It's business, okay? You're taking this very personal. It's business. You don't belong on the air. You know who else we used to have on the air a long time ago, way back in the day? Stu Gotts. He was a good guy. Nobody
very,
didn't like Stu
nice
Gotts.
Yeah.
John and his wiener. But he belonged on the air like my Minpin belongs on the air, and he's been dead for a year and a half. I mean, there's no point in it, you know? So you can feel bad. I don't want to make you feel bad. It's just I wish somebody would listen to me, but he doesn't belong on the air. Hank will tell you the same thing. Not only has he got an annoying sound, he has no personality, like the voice of a dead man with like a little bit of a Spanish accent to it, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. I can't wait for Smarty Jones to try to avenge that loss by running next year's Derby. If he actually said that, I mean, that's gotta be. That I would walk away. I would walk off.
Just walk away.
A walk away home run. If he actually said he can't wait for Smarty Jones to defend his title in the Triple Crown races again next year. At any rate. How about that Cat Manzi at Woodbine on Saturday? How about you were excited about that?
Hmm? Who?
Something is amiss in the great nation called America, says this article. Ominous sirens warning this reality can be heard emanating loudly through invisible winds of change circulating our towns and cities. The American people are being strangulated. Unbeknownst to the masses, they're being transformed and conditioned, becoming the entity the elite have long sought, the culmination of decades of social engineering designed to make hundreds of millions the slaves of times past and the automatons of the future. Yet in this present day we find ourselves in, struggling to comprehend a world gone mad, unable to discern the direction we're headed in or the inevitable course time is guiding us on. It's because of what's been done to us and is presently being done to our children that we fail to comprehend the severity of the road that lies ahead. Quite successful have the elite become in shifting the balance of power from the masses to themselves. How, one might wonder, has this been accomplished, especially when we are the many and they are the few? It is through the dumbing down of America, the methodical destruction and purposeful elimination of the means by which a society educates and enlightens itself. Education? What's that? It's enough to make us all want to walk off. Anyway, it's a long article. It's on our website. It's from, when did I have it on there? I guess Saturday?
Something like
over
that.
Over the weekend.
Right.
It's Manuel Valenzuela. I thought he pitched for the Dodgers, Josh. Manuel Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, he also was a pretty good hitter. He had a walk-off a home run for the Dodgers, his last at bat of his career. What a way to go out.
Is it go homer?
I do like that go homer.
Hit a go homer in the bottom of the tent?
Why,
I'm a homo?
See, you're laughing at that. Why is that less laughable than walk away a home run?
Woo-hoo!
Go homer, I mean, that's actually something that happens. The home team wins, go home happy. It's a go homer. That's a great expression.
Well, maybe you started something.
No, I didn't start it. Whoever faxed it in started something. I'm not taking credit for it. I'm not a plagiarist like Castronova. He'll probably be talking about it tomorrow. Go homo, something like that.
Blaming.
Yeah. Wow. Anyway, let's wrap this turkey up. I'm sorry, I apologize for this first poll, but it's just, I told you it wouldn't get squat. Because number one, we have no women listening. That's number one. None. Zero. 188 votes. How sad. We usually get that by the end, by 10:30. Billy Bob Thornton, 69. Which famous male, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? Keanu Reeves, 25. Tom Cruise, 24. Burt Reynolds, 21. James Dean, 15. Owen Wilson, 9. David Duchovny, 8. Robert Redford, 6. Patrick Sleazy, 5. Tom Selleck, 2. Kurt Russell's got a pair. Paul Newman, 1. And finally got one, and John Wayne, 1. Now, Paul Newman didn't belong on there. He was a very handsome guy back in the day. But it's 100 years ago, okay?
Okay.
We don't remember that one. We remember the craggy old, the ancient Paul Newman who was on the can on those jars of spaghetti sauce.
Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, he was good looking. So I apologize. That would be like putting Robert Wagner on there. I'm going to tell you, Robert Wagner. Of course, you know him from like Austin Powers.
No, I watched It Takes a Thief and all that.
Oh, no, not It Takes a Thief. No. I'm talking about way back in the day. Back in the day.
I've seen it.
Man, did you really? Sure. Well, draw me a picture of it.
All right, coming right up.
11:56, 4 minutes. Oh, and then what the hell? The Hunting of the President book, the Connison book, and the movie, which is now out. All this crap about Kathleen Willey and the stuff they made up about Clinton's penis and Miss Drudge put it on the website, all of this baloney. Oh, God. But I'm not going to go into all of that right now, okay? Because like that article I was just reading said, the public's being brainwashed and they're lapping it up. They're ready to walk off right now. 11:57 at 560 WQAM. You know, with the heat of summer here now, it's a great time to get out of the car you've been driving and get into a new Toyota from Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. On US 1, 20 minutes south of the 836, they're well worth the drive because they'll save you thousands on great new Toyotas. With rising gas prices, maybe you want a car with more fuel economy. And the legendary Toyota Corolla can be yours for just $11,990 or lease it for just $209 a month. Need a great Toyota for that college or high school graduate? How about the Toyota Echo, lease priced at just $199? Need a truck? The V6 Toyota Tundra regular cab can be leased for just $239 a month. Looking for the hottest new cars around? Check out the Corolla XRS and Solara convertible now in stock at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead. Armstrong Toyota of Homestead is locally owned and operated. They treat you like family. They're committed to 100% customer satisfaction. Their service department is even open late-to-late weeknights to make sure your service work is done. And these folks were the first dealers in the area to offer your free tires and batteries for life. Now they're the first to offer free replacement parts for life. You heard me right. Tires, batteries, and free parts for life. Nobody else nowhere does that. So forget about those mega dealers and their screaming car spots you hear on the radio. Go do the right thing. See David Rich, the GM at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead today. Drive a little and save a ton on your great new Toyota only at Armstrong Toyota of Homestead.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
It's Mark Morgan. It's the 12 to 1 hour on QAM.
Get a load of the attention. The Bonzo boy got this.
You don't like Reagan? But he was a god.
He was a bum.
What do you know about him?
Oh, I got stories about that childhood. We go way back to the days when nice, clean people ate nice, clean food.
Huh?
I was working in the commissary in the Warner Brothers lot back in those days. All the big stars were there. Eddie Mayoff, Lorraine Tuttle, Faye Bainter, French Artone, and that big role-playing punk named Reagan. Well, he came into the commissary, see, while I was talking.
You know that Carol Lombard? I had her.
I'll make a pack of cigarettes.
Hold your horses, Pally. I got a very important customer over here.
You had Carol Lombard?
Why, sure I had her. But she was the only broad I could find around here that didn't have mottled skin. And she trimmed. Of course, she had to use pruning shears. And just to show you that I got a heart, that I ain't no business. She was the best piece
of... Come on, mister. Get off the dime. Just...
Hick Gable came by with his shiny wooden teeth in his bed.
Just give me a pack of cigarettes and stop shooting off your mouth.
Look, pal, I got a lot of trade here. Why should I worry about a two-bit sale from a bum like you?
Listen, smart guy. One more crack out of you and I'll smear you all over the joint. Do you hear?
You're wasting your time. I don't like your face.
Get up, you. Am I wasting my time? Am I? Next time you see me, you'd better cross over to the other side of the street. It'll be healthier for you. Remember that.
I'll never make it in this town. You hear me?
Do. 1203 at 560, WQM, happy Monday to you. Let's see, here's the first poll. 208 votes. 208 votes, we could get that with the transmitter turned off.
Oh, that's 100 an hour.
Well, they don't like it. What famous mayor, living or dead, is the most overrated as to looks? They have no opinion. Billy Bob Thornton, 75. Keanu Reeves, 27. Tom Cruise, she's got 26. Burt Reynolds, 21 for her. James Dean, 17. Owen Wilson, 11. David Duchovny, 8. Patrick Sleazy, 8. Robert Redford, 7. Kurt Russell, 3. Tom Selleck's got a pair. Paul Newman, 1. And John Wayne. The Duke's got 1. He went on there very late. But he would have been done great if we'd have put him on sooner. Okay, now we switch it. Time to swish. What famous female, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? We got Madonna, Halle Berry, somebody said, which I mean, is most overrated as to looks. So they must think she's really skanky because most is the operative word in there. But again, you know, like you said, just a list of names. Name some well-known females.
Right. They will.
Like Rosie O'Donnell. Somebody I'm sure thinks she's really hot. I can't imagine what.
In the summer she's hot.
No, I would imagine, especially under those big pits and cottage cheese thighs. Oh, my God. Holy moly. Well, don't forget about Larry King and his Depends.
Oh, I won't.
5, 6, 7. Oh, so let me tell my real quick. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I did save it for lunchtime for those people that are trying to lose weight. This might, like, cure you forever.
Wait, look at my strawberry yogurt fruit on the bottom.
Well, no. People have boils. I'm not the first person in the world that ever had a boil. Remember Milton Boyle?
Sure.
On my back. Now, years ago, I think the first time this baby sprouted was 1984, about 20 years ago, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it all depends on where it sprouts. Now, where do they usually pop up?
On your ass.
On your ass?
A lot of times,
man.
Yeah, sure.
And at any rate, this one's on my back, kind of like just a little beyond the side, on the back, on the corner of your back, if there's such a thing as the corner of your back. And I had this thing, and it kept getting a little bit bigger and a little bit bigger. And one day I decided, you know, it's not the kind of thing that hurts or you want to go to the doctor for. It'd be like some kind of a pansy, like like that. And so I, being very creative, I took a needle of some kind, like a sewing needle. And I sat in the bathroom on the edge of by the sink, and I kind of like turned to the side and poked that baby like that. And then just gave it a squeeze, and all over the mirror is this mess. Now, I realize that to describe the blood and the pus at length would be over and over the top, you know, over and above the call of duty, but...
Was it green?
No.
The pus I'm talking about.
No, the pus was white. Now, the thing that's really disgusting, and you're trying to get me into a discussing this at length, which I don't want to do, it actually looks like little bits of lard, because it's been in there for so long. Because this is the third time I've squozed this, if I can say squozed. And it does heal up. It's doing very nicely now. You'll be pleased to know. You have to squeeze.
Sure.
And man, every time you squeeze it, there goes a whole bunch more and nasty little bits of that pus and blood.
So it was like crystallizing. It was coagulating.
It was crystallizing?
Coagulating.
See, George was trying to get rid of his wife. At any rate, the stench... I can't begin to describe to you. If you would open up Methuselah's tomb right now, I guarantee you that he smells a lot better than whatever came out of my back. That was the nastiest bunch of crap. It was just brutal. But, again, now there's some people out there who are real, real wussies. You know, I'm going to go to the doctor for that. Why would you go to the doctor for a boil? How when you can, like, doctor
enjoy
yourself?
Enjoy yourself, yeah.
Right?
No,
it's more fun doing it by yourself. All depending on what it is, you know?
If you can reach it. Or like, if you have lots of mirrors.
Ron Jeremy says he has trouble reaching it. There you go. All over the mirror, all over the walls, all over your sink in the bathroom. So you're in the bathroom anyway. You got a sink right there. You clean up the mess. You take a little that spray crap. You make it smell a little bit better in there.
We should have taken a picture.
No thanks. You believe me, you wouldn't want to see that.
You'd post it.
You'd rather look at the severed head at those pictures there than look at the mess from my boil. So that just goes to show it's another one of them things that the Lord created just to make life a little. Another one of those tests that He gives us all the time.
Well, it was one of the plagues, wasn't it, of Egypt?
The plague of the boils. That's absolutely correct. And if you don't watch it, 5670560, pound 560. Now, let's see if we get some response in this one with the females, or maybe not. WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil and George. How are you?
Yes, sir. Pretty good, sir.
Got some names for you for the poll.
Some names?
And some names. And I am a faggot.
Yeah.
Well,
how about
Streep.
One?
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Okay, thank you, faggot.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep. Now, somebody thinks she's hot?
I don't know. I haven't met them yet.
I think she's occasionally an actress. I mean, once in a while. Not usually, but once in a great while, she's an actress.
She's a prig.
Yeah. But at least she ended up pig.
Right, or a frog.
Have a sandwich, Meryl. Come on. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What famous female, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. I don't have one for your poll, but I'm a little suspicious about these beheadings. They always seem to happen when there's bad news about the Bush administration. Nicholas Berg was beheaded when the Abu Ghraib prison scandals were breaking.
Abu Ghraib.
Yeah.
And then this week we have the 9/11 commission saying that there was no connection between Saddam and Al-Qaeda, and they behead Paul Johnson.
Oh, my God! And it's a severed head!
I was wondering why the Bush administration does it not track down the location of the terrorist websites. You know, wouldn't they actually find terrorists there?
How do you track down the location of a website?
Well, you can't find where the computers are located.
How do you do that?
Well, it seems that they're able to find pedophiles and stuff through their computers.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't they be able to do the same thing with the terrorist websites?
Well, aren't the people that they're tracking down like the pedophiles like online through services that they can trace?
Well, wouldn't the
George?
I don't know, but I think that's how they do it. They're on ISPs here in America.
Exactly.
And they subpoena the information.
So there wouldn't be servers that they could track for the terrorists?
There might be, but you think that by the time they got the information and they went knocking on the door that they're going to be sitting inside with their little computers, their little PCs, tapping it out?
Well, maybe not, but it seems like they could be doing more to...
Well, they could be doing a lot more. They could have gotten rid of all of these slime balls if we wouldn't have wasted the hundreds of billions of dollars that we're wasting in Iraq and the hundreds of billions that we haven't even spent yet. Of course they could have, and thank you very much.
If you just click on the link, contact us at the terrorist website, it gives you their address.
There you go. Julia Roberts, this is all teeth and bones. Oh, poor Julia. Well, at least she's got some teeth anyway.
Yeah, and bones, too, from what I hear.
Back in the day, I might have said something about that, but I still need the job.
Back in the day.
5670560. Let's see, I better vote for somebody. And are we adding some of these names on here or not?
On there.
Why does it say the poll is down, Eric? We're ready, baby. We're ready.
We're ready
to rock and roll. Let's let Eric make a whole bunch of money up there in Orlando.
Refresh.
And just leave us alone, okay?
Refresh it on your end, because my poll is up.
Oh, thank God for that. Well, that's a good sign. I didn't know Josh and you had gotten that tight. Let's see, Madonna, Halle Berry, Meryl Streep, Julia Roberts. That's what we got so far. I got to say Madonna, because I can't imagine that anybody thinks that she looks like... She is nasty. Man, she is grotesque in every sense of the world. You don't agree?
I agree wholeheartedly.
Holy moly, man.
We
you talk
about
a
about
sales job. She is one of the... the greatest marketers in the history of mankind. She has peddled garbage to the public and made herself into like, this thing bigger than life. Based on what? Is it her singing?
No.
Her looks?
No.
Her dancing?
No.
Her ass?
No.
Nothing. God. WQAM, hello.
I'm calling to add somebody to the poll.
Go right ahead.
Renee Zellweger.
Good choice.
All right.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks.
Who the hell's that?
She was most recently in Cold Mountain, where she did a very good job, and she's a very good actress, but mediocre looking at best, and they always say how hot she is.
I'll tell you who else is ought to be on this list. Amber Smith.
All right. No, I agree. She's not, you
she
know.
She is. I don't care what you say. Maybe back in the day she was really beautiful, although I saw some of the pictures from back in the day.
Yeah.
And to me, she didn't, I wouldn't give her a second look. If I was as straight as an arrow, I would look at her if you paid me.
She does have kind of that Rita Hayworth look, and I wasn't all impressed by her.
No, I wasn't either. Rita Hayworth was like, that was in the era. How about most of those women from that era?
Right.
How about Jane Wyman, Reagan's first wife, okay? Rest in pieces. How about Jane Wyman? Was she attractive?
Nobody's going to know who that is anymore.
Yeah. How about most of those actresses back in that era? Most of them were not real attractive, weren't sex pots. Greta Garbo, you think she was beautiful?
Good God, no.
Mae West?
Yeah. Joan
Mae
Crawford.
West looked like a man. I've seen a lot of guys who are more feminine than she is.
She was a barrel-bodied tub.
Exactly. Well put. 12:13 at 560 QAM.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. He hit it big with a song about supernatural paranoia and has never been heard from again. Coincidence? You decide. About Rockwell.
I always feel like somebody's fun to me.
Rockwell's falling off the face of the earth is shrouded in controversy.
80s music expert, Ronnie Expert.
Singing backup on Somebody's Watching Me was none other than Michael Jackson. There are those who say that after the recording session, Michael asked Rockwell for a sleepover.
Incredible, but true. Well, not really true, but worth spreading as a horrible, potentially libelous rumor.
Jermaine Jackson has always insisted that Rockwell was never touched inappropriately by Michael, unless you define inappropriate as being forced to wear underoos while being fondled under the Star Wars bedsheets and manipulated with an electric pacifier.
What the hell is an electric pacifier?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Rockwell, one thing's for sure. Ain't nobody watching or touching him now. It's a big, juicy, sopping wet look at show business tonight on Inside the Behind.
12:17 at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog at 2. We got the Humper at 4 from Shula State 2 in Miami Lakes. And then at 7 o'clock, we got the College World Series Baseball. Maybe somebody will hit a walk-off home run.
We can only hope.
Hurricanes and Cal State Fullerton, that's at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock after the baseball game. With those games, for whatever reason, why does college baseball go on so long? Why are those games like 3.5, 4 hours sometime? Why is that?
They score like 10 runs per team.
Is that what it is? Or maybe it's those aluminum bats. Maybe that's the ting. And then Eddie K follows the game with a walk-off show, believe you me. You listen to it and you walk off.
I think you like that phrase, the walk-off.
I'm obsessed with it now. I just can't get it out of my mind because it's so stupid, you know?
Well, you got to make up for lost time all these
it's
years.
It's kind of like...
Doi, 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 doi.
Yeah, like that. Once you say it,
doi, 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 doi.
You can't stop saying it. See what I mean?
I'm listening.
There you go. By the way, Geldy, you're the chigger in the woodpile. You're the odd man out. Okay, Squeaky, you're going. Good luck with the Panthers, and I hate to break the news to you, Squeaky, but there ain't no season coming up this year. Oh, jeez. Marilyn Monroe, somebody says. Did we do this poll recently, or am I hallucinating
now? We did a different one.
Similar, but not a match, and the board goes back. Well, that's good. Marilyn Monroe, yeah, she, no, I guess we just discussed that, the fact that she, you know, I mean.
Overrated actors and actresses.
Oh, that's right.
Not looking.
But facially, I mean, from the neck down, she was flawless, I would imagine. Never saw all of it.
Fine, I did.
From the chin down, she played a mean chin ball is what I'm hearing. But at any rate, from the chin up, not so great. She was okay. But again, everything is the sell. It's the sizzle. It's the sell. It's the hype, man. The world is all about hype. You can take something so freaking mediocre and hype it and hype it. Oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing since halal, you know? And it turns out to be crap. It's like with food.
Yeah.
Look at the food products that they promote, and then you go to the store and you buy the stuff and you bring it home and it tastes like
sawdust.
My boil.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can't imagine that aroma. I hope that in all of you, I'm speaking for the entire audience, in your lifetime, you never smell anything.
I'm imagining tapioca pudding with strawberry jam on top.
That's exactly what it smelled like. 5670560. I mean, keep thinking about the fact that this stuff, this festering, oozing mess of pus and blood has been festering there inside your body for, in my case, years. I can't remember the last time that I punctured that thing. You know, and got it all out. Now, of course, I'm wondering how come it keeps coming back. And somebody's going to say, well, if you'd have gone to the doctor and had it drained the right way, I don't agree with that.
And you know what?
What?
You know what pus is.
What is it?
It's bacterial issue.
It's bacterial tissue?
No, the issue. It's
issue?
Bacteria.
Is that like government issue?
Bacteria eats nutrients, and they expel waste, and that's what pus is.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
No extra charge for this during your lunch hour, folks. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. WQAM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
George?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a couple for your poll.
Okay. See, I'm not doing that. I'm not playing that game anymore. No, I'm not. I'm glad he thought it was you, because I'm not playing that game anymore. What famous female, not a couple, not a pair, not a few, not several, not a couple of dozen, not...
About 30, man.
Not 30.
I got 10 for you.
What famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to... Now, why do they do that? Is it just to piss us off? Is it just because they're retarded,
it's
which
to
we already...
show off. Look how many names they can name.
I name you a whole bunch of names. How about Imogene Coca?
All right. Phyllis Diller.
There you go.
Karen
Roseanne
Canning.
Barr. God, I got a few for Neil's poll. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go with Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton is excellent.
Choice.
Thank you. A fabulous choice. Thank you so much.
All right. And then...
Yeah. Oh, is he gone? Did I cut him off? That's what happens when I press that thing.
Right, it was a walk-off call.
It was a walk-off the field call. Walk-off home run my ass. Now, does Dave Van Boring say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No wonder it's... that's what this is all about. In a desperate attempt to be creative and exciting. Holy cow, it's a walk-off home run. Oh, man. Give me a break. Can you imagine the sound of Dave Van Boring having an orgasm? Yeah, that's it. That's about as exciting, and even with that hot-looking wife that everybody's always raving about, that's probably about as exciting as it ever gets in the Van Boring. Like that, you know. In fact, ever see him and John Kerry together? Same person. Oh, well, Kerry's got better hair. Man, oh, man, Dave, you are so bored. Why not just hang it up, okay? Why not just walk away?
Just walk away.
Would be a really good idea. Let the Boogster do it, because, like I said, it's starting to rub off on Boog now, and we got an exciting team that a few people actually care about, especially when they give away some free crap. WQAM, hello. QAM, hello. Let's go for three. WQAM.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
For the list.
Okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, man.
Okay, she'll win.
Ooh.
She'll win. Thanks. Yeah, we did do this, I think, 2 years ago.
The Queen Witch.
She always wins these. Sarah Jessica Parker, despised by virtually all. What keeps her going?
She's Jewish.
Oh, that must be it.
Oi!
5670560. That keeps Dave Hagen going. I'm just amazed that he's Jewish.
And
he doesn't look Jewish, you know?
Oil. When he had his beard, you missed it, when he grew out his hair and his beard and he had the whole Jesus look going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Robert Grieper, I can see, is Jewish.
Nebbish.
We know that because he's a Nebbish.
Right.
In order to really be a Nebbish, you must be Jewish. Like Arnold Stang, you know?
Woody Allen.
The definitive Nebbishes all are Jewish. Don't ask me why, but if you invent the word, you know, you're entitled to be one. Like Marty Cohen, they're all spics. Madonna, look at that. She's got 21. That was my choice. Highly, unbelievably. Now, she and Sarah Jessica Parker are probably going to battle it out. Madonna, 21. Julia Roberts, 15. Meryl Streep, 8. Renee Zellweger, 4. Paris Hilton, 3. Marilyn Monroe, 2. Sarah Jessica Parker's got 1, but she'll start zooming up. Amber Smith don't have any, and Halle Berry doesn't have any. I don't know. That guy must have had. He maybe got turned down. Or maybe he's got the hots for Dave Justice. That might be it. Although I'll be honest with you, Dave Justice back in the day, he was about as pretty as Halle Berry. But you'll have to take my word on it. He's okay. A good-looking guy with a crappy attitude, by the way. Real nasty attitude. And from what you hear, got a hostile attitude toward women. Why is it that so many male athletes have got that hostile attitude toward women?
Gay.
It's part of the culture. It's got nothing to do with gay. It's got to do with that culture.
Well, it's woman hate. Man love, woman hate.
Yeah, like that. And thank God that he wouldn't wear those ugly-ass Bruno Mali shoes. Thank the Lord for the National Enquirer, baby. Although last Thursday's edition really sucked. But it can't be great every week. But thank God for the Enquirer. They're the ones who dug up that picture of him out on the football field wearing those exact same shoes. I mean, how is this possible? I have to wonder to myself. I want to be cautious the way that I say this, but you know what's going through my mind. Because he lives right there in Kendall. Here is a man who murdered 2 people in cold blood, okay? And yet, for some strange reason, he keeps walking around. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand why somebody somewhere down there, because we've got a lot of hostile, angry people in South Florida, as you well know. It's not the world's most pleasant place. And yet this piece of human excrement continues walking around on the loose. The juice. And keeps bragging about with his gigantic ego about his new TV show. It's about a 7 or 8 on a scale of 10. You're going to get juiced. Yeah, you ought to get juiced, okay? They ought to strap you in an old Sparky and crack it up one last time up there in Stark. One last time for you, juice. I mean, you talk about an open and shut case. That's what they were talking about on King.
Yeah.
While he was changing his defense. They were talking about how open and shut it was. They had all the DNA evidence. And this baloney about, well, they mishandled the evidence. And they showed conclusively that even though there was other blood on the counter, it was like several feet away. There was no chance that evidence was contaminated. In addition to which, you can't contaminate, you can't make blood that isn't a match into one. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like, poof, we're going to like contaminate and all of a sudden it's going to match his.
Yeah, we'll
can't be done.
To the jury.
And the people that I blame the most, and then the whole legal said, oh, and if you would have seen this, oh, my goodness, it was on Court TV. They had a whole day during my vacation. Did you see any of that?
No.
A whole day that they devoted to the trial and all the evidence, and they showed, they had interviews with that jury. And I'm going to tell you, I don't want to get into a racial thing, but if you could have seen some of the, and heard some of those jurors.
I did, after the fact. They interviewed
holy moly.
Yeah. His peers.
Wow. No, there was one black lady who was very articulate, very bright, even though I think she's full of crap, but there were a couple of them who were just dumber than a box of rocks. So this whole idea of justice with his jury system is such garbage, you know?
I know.
And the people that I blame, people with no conscience, Johnny Cochran there and Shapiro and Flea Bailey, have another drink, Flea. And of course Barry Dreck. Those are the people that I blame. They don't care about justice. All they care about is grabbing as much money as they can and, putting on this dog and pony show for a stupid jury. It was, talk about injustice. 27 past noon at 5. And then, of course, it makes me think about that golf tournament at QAM that they stuck me with and that thing where Screw Ann Winnick and Sam and Greg Reed and others brought O.J. in, flew him in from California. See, there should have been a big lawsuit then. I was joking about it in the hall and Duff got all paranoid. Oh, Greg, it's a suit. I should have sued their ass for millions. I could be sitting on the beach right now having a great time.
Yeah.
Bringing him in there to besmirch the charity and my name and all that. Of course, the fact that the broad from the charity went and got his autograph, that didn't help. She no longer works there.
I know.
As you know.
Yes.
Why would anybody want his autograph? Why does anybody want anybody's autograph, including mine? But why would anybody want his autograph? That's my real question.
On a confession, maybe.
Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't.
I mean, he basically what he did was he committed 2 walk-off murders.
I think he ran away.
Well, kind of. Well, it's easy when you got those good Bruno Mali shoes. Those ugly-ass ones.
Right.
Hey, if your carpets are kind of ugly-ass these days because they're full of schmutz, even if you don't know what that means, here's the answer for you. Call Dry Concepts today and sanitize your entire home. Dry Concepts has got certified technicians you can trust in your home. I've been trusting them for over 20 years in my homes. and they'll dry clean your carpet. Same idea as dry cleaning your clothing. Stains go away, and they don't come back. So beware of those $5.95 per room scams. They're no rip-offs, no games. They just don't play the deal at the Dry Concepts because they give you a written guaranteed price up front before they even start doing the job. Your carpets, when they get done, look and smell just like brand new. They're lemony fresh. They're dry in a couple of hours, so you really can clean today and entertain tonight when you call Dry Concepts. With over 20 years of fantastic service in South Florida, they're the people you ought to trust. Here's the, and by the way, when you call, ask them to put you on their standby list. They can save you an extra 15% off their already low price of making your carpets look just like brand new. Here's their toll-free number. Call them once and you'll never use anybody again. Call 1-800-248-5071. That's 1-800-248-5071 or check them out on the web at dryconcepts.com.
Live and local. We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Es un hipopótamo.
Cuckoo, I tell you, this chick is one wacky broad. Love's in rehab, once again it looks like Courtney's gone bad. This one's not the same, this time she's going in for cocaine. Love's in rehab, her whole house looks like a chemistry lab. Don't want to die in vain, like her hubby Kurt Cobain. Try, try, try to clean your act up, you really oughta. Try, 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 or you could say goodbye to your sweet daughter. Love's in rehab, love's in rehab. She's gotta do it or it's jail time she'll have, or in the loony bin. 'Cause she loves coke, she loves that coke, 'cause she loves coke and heroin. She can't quit.
Top 35, 25 to 1 at 560 WQAM. What famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to looks? Julia Roberts, 26. Madonna, 26. We got a flat-footed ass tie, 26 apiece. But Sarah Jessica Parker is moving up fast. She is on her ass, 18. Meryl Streep, 15. Paris Hilton, 12. Renee Zellweger, 8. Marilyn Monroe, 3. None yet for Amber Smith or Halle Berry. So I guess they like your picture today on the Behind the Beaded Curtain, Amber Smith.
Right. It's not to like.
It's, I mean, you know,
she's
there
not
are
one of my favorites, Amber.
I don't know. She looks awfully pasty to me. Really pasty.
Yeah.
No?
I'll paste something.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How about your chick, Nancy Grace?
Nancy Grace. Anybody think she's hot? I guess probably some people do. Maybe Mad Dog likes her. Nancy Grace from Court TV. That was one of the sad parts, having to watch that whole thing on that day, is watching these people like her. But I overlooked that because they were just ripping OJ an ass, and that was I was high-fiving the set. Just makes your blood curdle, don't it?
That's America, man.
It's the American idiotic way. Oh, speaking of that, Republican backers of a constitutional amendment to ban same-sex marriage have set a Senate vote for mid-July, just weeks before the Democratic National Convention in Boston. A vote could put some Democratic senators into an embarrassing bind. But Colorado Republican Wayne Allard, the measure's chief sponsor, denied the timing was political. Right. He said there were at least 11 pending court cases on the issue around the country. We must not stand still when the courts are being used to challenge and distort civilization's oldest, most venerable social institution, he said. But the suspicion that the vote is about politics was added to by the fact that a constitutional amendment takes a two-thirds vote. Even backers acknowledge that as of now, they don't have that. But they just try to put some of the Democrats, put the pressure on them because most of them are spineless and gutless anyway. And speaking of that, a campaign to compel the vice president's lesbian daughter to oppose a proposed ban on gay marriage is launching its first internet ad today. A series of simply animated cartoon panels features stick figures of Mary Cheney and Vice President Dick Cheney. One image reads, "Dick's daughter sold out to help Dick run again." And when you see Dick run, chase him. The storyline refers to Mary Cheney's job as director of vice presidential operations for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign. She held a public role as her father's assistant in the 2000 campaign and helped the GOP recruit gay voters during the 2002 midterm elections. How do you like that? She's been less visible this year while traveling with the vice president or working at campaign headquarters in Arlington, Virginia. They got that dyke stuffed in the closet right now.
A big one, I understand.
They have clearly made the decision to keep her in the closet for this campaign, said John Aravosis, who in February launched the web-based campaign, DearMary.com, which started running the ad on Friday. They clearly understand the contradiction between having a dyke, a lesbian, that is, run the vice president's campaign, at the same time they want to bash gays in the Constitution. What a bitch. What a phony. Just like Ronnie Reagan Jr., they're the ballet dancer, that bitch. Who the hell are you people kidding, huh? Come out whenever you are, wherever you are, where you're hiding, under the bed, in the closet. In the tea room, drilling the glory holes there at Westland. Oh, by the way, it was in the paper while during vacation.
What's that?
In the Sun Sentinel and the Herald about all the big busts at the tea room there at Westland.
Again?
It wasn't JCPenney's, though. I think it was Burdine's. I think they moved down the hall a little bit.
I see.
Your people with the pneumatic drills. WQAM, hello.
Hi, Uncle Neil. Welcome back.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I would like to put my vote in for Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That woman is tasty and harsh looking and yuck. I don't get it. And she's
maybe Tom thought it was a guy.
I don't know. I mean, you can barely see her. You know, she turned sideways, she's gone.
Okay.
She's always on the beautiful list, but I look at her and I say, I don't get it.
I'm with you. Thanks.
Bye.
Nicole Kidman, got it? Good.
We got it.
Madonna, she's hanging on tough, man. 31. And keep in mind, like I said, if you want to be grossed out, the Dennis Rodman factor, just always keep that in mind.
We were talking about that last week when we were talking about her religion.
Yeah.
The worm.
That wicked worm, man.
The worm that turns everything bad.
WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, your oil. The reason it comes back, it's a cyst, and you need to see a doctor.
A cyst?
Yeah, it's a
you
cyst,
need
and it
someone
gets
to
infected.
Assist you.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. That's why it keeps coming back.
So I need to go get it done what?
They cut it open and they take it out.
They cut it open?
Yes. They
don't
cut it.
Don't cut!
And
yeah.
They take the cyst right out of there.
Oh, my God.
It's going to keep coming back till you have that done.
Okay, I'll go do it this week.
Have fun.
Thanks, Pally.
Boy, I wish
How
I
do you like that? It's a cyst. Do you believe that?
Sure, why not? I wish I had a recurring poil that was a cyst. Don't get it cut out. What'll you do for fun next year?
Yeah, that's true. Plus, after a while, that aroma starts getting enjoyed. You know what
Did
I mean?
Did you say plus or pus?
I said pus, jewel. So it's a cyst. I guess after the show, I got some homework to do. I better start looking up cyst on the internet and get an assist with my cyst.
You got a homo cyst thing.
Yeah, I got a cyst. 12:41 at 560 WQM. Are you sick and tired of your PC being attacked by browser pop-up windows, being watched by spyware, and getting nothing but virus emails from your friends and coworkers?
Yes.
The easiest way to deal with those bugs is get a Macintosh from Mac Center, the Apple specialist in Fort Lauderdale. The Macintosh is built on an entirely different basis than Windows, so all these PC pests just can't hurt the Mac. The technology experts at Mac Center can show you that it's easy to change to the Mac with thousands of programs available, including ones you're already used to, like Microsoft Word and Excel. They'll even take your old computer as a trade-in. So make the change today by calling Mac Center at 954-486-5500. You won't get a better deal on your Mac or iPod anywhere else in South Florida because Mac Center is home of the 5% rebate on every purchase. Come in before June 30th.
About 30, man.
To register to win the hard-to-find iPod Mini. That's Mac Center on Commercial Boulevard. Call 954-486-5500. Remember to mention that you heard it on QAM for extra savings, too.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Howard David Show.
Yeah.
He ain't here yet. He's making. Finally, I have the show all to myself. Ooh, look, a microphone. And there's buttons here. The Marlins, they play baseball.
Hey, what do you hear this?
What?
Hoist. And scray out of my chair, Giggles.
What chair?
All right. Now get this. I was out in the hallway, see? And I saw that fat little beast out there.
Yeah?
And I glazed into his face.
I don't think you can say that.
No, not that way. with spittle.
You spit in his face?
Yeah, like this.
What'd you do that for?
Because I felt like it, that's why.
I came looking to fight with you, but you're a nasty, smelly, fruity Jew. I won't ignore it, won't take no more of it, so okay, pal, now you ask for it. All I really want to do, is walk a goober on you.
Boy, why, you stinking little punk! What the hell do you know? It's because of you I got the lousy show. Greg Reed knows.
Oh, no, that's what I call great radio.
Hey, Greg, oh, spit my eyes out!
Shut up, I'll mama like you.
All I really want to do is walk a goober on you.
I want to walk a goober on you.
Do, 1247, yeah, that hasn't been getting enough use. But it will now. Got a button on it now. Okay, so I just did a search during the break here because, you know when people call in, you take it with 14 grains of salt.
Sure.
And I'm sure the guy was well-intended. Maybe he's even a medical professional or not. But I'm not going to take a diagnosis over the phone because my thing seems to be heating up pretty well in the boil, too.
Right. You putting something on it?
What is that stuff? Polysporin?
Okay.
Triple. Huh?
Neosporin?
No, polysporin, mister. Just walk off.
Just walk away.
Walk off some fat. No, seriously, a polysporin's the same thing, same crap. You buy it over the counter, and it's a triple antibiotic and this and whatever the hell it is. It's the strongest thing you can buy without a prescription. And it's healing up very nicely. And the red part around it, where it was obviously infected before
right.
I drained it,
the
it's angry, not red anymore.
Angry red part?
Right, that angry red part. So I looked up sebaceous cyst.
Ooh.
And it comes up. Here's from Go Ask Alice, and Alice should know. She's probably had a few. Says a sebaceous cyst is a catch-all term for a benign, harmless growth that occurs under the skin, tends to be smooth to the touch. Ranging in size, sebaceous cysts are usually found on the scalp, face, ears, and genitals, can occur anywhere in the body. They're formed when the release of sebum, a medium-thick fluid produced by sebaceous glands in the skin, is blocked. Most of the time, they don't require medical attention. They can either disappear on their own or stay the same size without causing any problems. If cysts become infected or grow to a bothersome size, healthcare providers can remove them or prescribe treatment with steroids or antibiotics. Cysts can recur if they're not removed completely. So does that mean it's a sebaceous cyst?
I don't know.
And I love the questions that they ask Alice. Here's one. Should I smash my cyst with a hammer?
All right.
Oh, yeah. Let's play it. If I had a hammer, come on. I'd smash it right now. I'd smash Screw-N, I'll tell you that. Red bumps on my butt keep rearing their ugly heads. Here's another one they want to ask Alice. And what are those white spots around my eyes? Sounds like a lot of these people may have syphilis, something minor like that. 5670560, pound 560. So that's, we haven't done this in a long time because I've been in such great health for so long. Not really. I had all of those tests trying to figure out what was wrong,
right.
And I think it's called hypochondria at old age.
A combo?
I can't find a damn thing. What famous female, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? And also, is it a cyst or is it a boil? Is it a boy or is it a goil? WQAM, hello.
Hello, doctor.
Yes?
Hey, Neil, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, two things. When the media releases those, those beheadings or whatever, have you ever noticed that the terrorist himself looks like a cartoon character or like a superhero with that red background and that totally black silhouette?
Well,
have you ever noticed that it looks kind of surreal or kind of like, an evildoer, if you want to call it
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and in fact, if you notice the arms of the one we saw in that last video,
right.
they were as white as George. I mean, they were as pale as a ghost. I don't know too many people in that part of the world, too many of those kind of terrorists who are as pale as a ghost.
Just the Saudis. Now, another thing is Joe Rose suspended because he was talking about Mo talking about Diesel.
Who said Joe Rose is suspended?
That's what I heard this morning.
From who?
From the morning show.
Which one?
Goldie.
You heard that from Geldy?
That's what I heard.
Well, I've been on vacation, so I'm out of the loop. I'm out of touch.
Well, the last thing was that Joe Rose was saying that Mo was talking about Diesel, that he wasn't good in that. And Joe took really bad offense to that, so maybe you can find more out, Neil.
Now we'll check
Welcome
it out.
Welcome back, sir. Welcome
Thank
back.
Thank you. Thanks so much. So it's the same circus that always has been. So Geldy is on the air. See, what did I tell you about him? He is the chigger in a woodpile. He's probably trying to get Joe in hot water so that he can get that 8 to 10 gig. Because he knows that Mo wants him off of there desperately.
Absolutely.
Hates him like poison.
Doi, 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 doi.
We can't stand you, Geldy.
Ow!
You're getting too big for your britches, sweetheart. Too big for your depends, and you're going to be using them pretty soon the way things are going with you. How do you like that? So what do you think? Is it a boil or a chanker? I mean, what's the other one?
It's a goy.
Assist.
Assist.
We need an assist. WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have one for the poll.
Okay.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's bad.
Totally overrated.
Okay.
And I got another thing. The
yes, sir.
Walk-off home run, that term's been around for 18 months at the most. These sport holes don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, thanks. I'll mark it down. 18 months at the most, okay? We're going to be checking this out all week long. We're going to be doing an exhaustive study on it on QAM to find out who originated that term walk-off home run and why they continue using it. I don't mind the fact that somebody came up with it, but, you know, when it really stinks the joint out, get rid of it. When it's stupid and people are falling down and holding their sides laughing at you for saying it, at that point it's time to move on, get something new, like go Homer. Just because we didn't think of it doesn't mean it's... What?
I just like hearing you say Homer.
Homer?
Flaming!
I didn't say homo, I said go Homer.
I'm a homo?
Will you stop picking on the humper? Wasn't bad enough we picked on how fat he was before.
Hank.
I did that just hoping he might be listening, although he don't know Espanol. This means you're
Hank
a fat
again.
Pig and lose some weight, Hank. We love you.
I want
you.
To thank
what?
Hank again on the air for tipping the, who was it? The AC Subs guy? The Tony's guy last week
yeah.
for us. Intercepted our food and tipped the guy.
Well, what do you mean he intercepted the food?
Well, in other words, the guy brought it in while Hank was out there, and Hank...
And Hank intercepted and ate all the food,
no,
he ate everybody's
no,
food? Is that what you're trying to
not.
Say? You can say it on the air. We're
he
among friends.
The guy. He received the food.
Right. But
well,
what do you think, that if he's going to eat all of the food
tipped.
The guy delivered, that he probably should be the one giving him the tip?
He didn't eat any of it.
Right. Not I'm just slice. Busting his fat chops because I'm praying that he'll lose some weight. Me too. We got to lose some weight, fat, so we got to... one of these days. It ain't going to happen soon. They'll probably bury us both in a piano case, but, you know,
maybe
we're doing
good.
The best we can, which ain't too good. Now, what does that got to do with my boil and my cyst and walk off?
Oh, walk off cyst.
Yeah, maybe that's the way to get rid of it, is just walk it off. Huh? You got a big fat back there? Big, you got fat all over the place when you're as fat as I am, so maybe some of that fat's gone. But seriously, if it's healing up now and that red infected part around the edge of it is gone, although I noticed that if I push it hard enough, like in a certain area where it's like it's still a little bit, how do I describe it?
Tender?
Not tender. It's not the least bit painful, but like kind of rubbery. Still, the skin is healing in there, of course.
Yeah.
And I can squeeze out a little of that juice. You know what
that's
I mean?
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Take a picture.
In fact, it's almost like Josh Friedman all over again, you know?
Oh.
With that scrotum juice he was always raving about. That wonderful aroma.
It's called Fumunda.
You remember that?
Sure. Fumunda cheese.
I might have to play that bit. At any rate. Okay, let's take a look at the poll and get serious here and stop worrying about all my hypochondria and all these diseases, okay? What famous female, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? Madonna's got 45. She's pulling it away. Please pull it a little further where I can still smell it. Sarah Jessica Parker, 34. Julia Roberts, 31. Paris Hilton, 29. Meryl Streep, 23. Renee Zellweger, 11. Marilyn Monroe's got 7. Nicole Kidman, 4. Halle Berry, 1. None for Amber Smith, Nancy Grace, or Sandra Bullock. 185 votes. See, that in this hour will get as many votes as we had the first 2 hours for that other
right.
poll, although they don't seem to like this one that much either. I think I chased them away. I think they want you back.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
In addition to which, aren't you on vacation next week?
Yes, I am.
Well, how come you picked a week when there's only 4 days?
There's only 4 days?
Yeah.
I'm taking 5.
Well, surprise, I guess Josh is doing the show on that Friday.
You're
Isn't
not?
Friday... What's the date next week? Yeah, I'm on the right page.
28th through the 2nd.
Right. Now, guess who doesn't work on the 2nd on a Friday?
Since when? It's not marked on any of the calendars.
But it's July, Dumbo.
Yeah.
July and August, I work Tuesday and Thursday. Does July 2nd look like a Tuesday or Thursday
no,
to you?
We wrote, the summer schedule begins on the 5th is what we wrote. Since
Get out of here. Are you crazy?
I'm not.
You're making this up as you go along, mister. My deal says July and August.
All right. That's not how you had it.
Oh, look at this. Here's a note that says you definitely have a recurring cyst. I have one that goes back to 89 every now and then. My wife attacks it with a vengeance. I have had surgery to move it. It still came back. My daughter heard the call on Nicole Kidman, whom she loves, and hopes the caller rots in hell. How do you like that? Well, I'll let you girls fight it out. Okay, when in doubt, fight it out. Wow.
We'll tape it.
So I have a recurring cyst. Well, I guess not a big deal, huh? I lived this long with it.
Not today.
Well, how come but it's not infected anymore because all the red, I don't have the ring around the collar or the red around the thing.
Right, maybe it'll be back.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
With a vengeance.
And that'll give me another chance to sit in there with that needle and squirt that baby all over the, all over the mirror. Just watch yourself now. 12:56 at 560 WQAM. Hey, the one and only Pizza Loft is still going strong there in Davie. In fact, it's not only going better than ever, but they make you an offer you can't refuse. If you don't think it's the best pizza in town, you get your money back at the Pizza Loft. How can you beat that? And our friend Jeff Cohen, he's no dummy. He's now featuring Balance for Life menu for the people on the Zone diet. And you don't have to worry about bringing any special coupons to get a good deal because, unlike the other joints, they don't have any coupons. Their specials are all the time. Like every Thursday, they have a special where you buy one any entree on the menu, get the second one for half price. Every Tuesday, when you buy one eggplant dinner, the second one is only $5, no coupon needed. And every Monday, like today, you buy one lasagna dinner at the Loft, and the second one is only $5. And guess what? Again, no coupon, coupon is necessary. Consistently delicious food, gigantic portions, everything is cooked fresh and delicious the way you like it. Three different kinds of great pizza, all your pasta favorites, the best garlic rolls in the world, almost 200 seats, so you don't have to stand in line waiting on the weekends at the Pizza Loft. And they got gigantic parking for you free right behind Pier 1 Imports on University Drive between 595 and Griffin Road. Did I say it right? 595 and Griffin Road. Private rooms available at the Loft. Catering for home or office as little as $5 per person. For takeout, delivery, and catering, call 954-916-8880. It doesn't get much better than the Pizza Loft anywhere. 954-916-8880 for the Pizza Loft in Davie, home of the money-back guarantee.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
Not just the 1 to 2 hour. It's a phenomenon!
Hey, where you going? Where you going? Come here, I want to tell you something.
Oh, man, don't you ever take a bath?
What? What are you talking about? Hey, wait, where you going?
He's a walking gross out.
All right, check it out. I can blow bubbles out of my nose.
And a noxious rat producer, too.
I didn't do it, but I know who did.
Hairy ears are oozing down.
I name them like pets.
And in fact, that smell will make you puke. Thinks his jokes are funny.
So the rabbi says that without my shoes. Get it?
But everyone's disgusted and scared. Walks through hallways sideways. And he's covered with gorilla hair. Mama says he don't care.
He's a big handsome young man. Leave him alone.
We're not too sure what's going on there. Stay away from me. Josh Friedman.
Yeah, Neil thinks he's funny, but he's no stand agent. I'm funnier than him.
Don't come near me. Josh Friedman.
Hey, look, I can squeeze this cheese out of my belly button and sell it by the pound.
Got so fat his guts exploded. Spewing wretched bile all over the room. There's staples up and down his pooping. Just to hold in all that greasy old food. Stay away from me. Josh Friedman.
Sir, you think I care if Chris Moore don't like me? I think he does.
Don't come near me. Josh Friedman.
Hey, come here. Smell my finger. Don't it smell like scrotum juice, huh? Mmm. What does it mean when someone calls you an asshole?
Doi.
Well, too bad we had to bleep out that last word, but...
Yeah, well.
He says, what does it mean when somebody calls you a hole? What a shame. How the mighty have fallen, you know, how sad it is. America's losing it by the minute, and the bad part of it is they don't even realize it. Anyway, here's the definition from a doctor, no less. You can see that this was from a medical thing. Huh?
Yeah.
The boils, thing. Also called furuncle and carbuncle.
Yeah.
A fur uncle? Is that like somebody that lives like 3,000 miles away?
Right.
Are painful swellings of the skin caused by deep skin infections with bacteria? Boils begin as red, tender swellings, which may later ooze pus. Some people have recurrent boils. Causes, the source of the bacteria is usually not known. Most boils appear out of the blue. Sometimes boils develop after exposure to someone with boils or another skin infection. Treatment. And then there's a word that's missing here, and something is usually required to eliminate the bacteria. Is that like an antibiotic, maybe?
I don't know, or lancing?
No, it wouldn't be Ann Lansing. I know Ann Landers, but not Ann Lansing. Sometimes minor surgery is needed to open the boil and to drain the pus. There you go, see? Gentle heat provided by warm, soapy washcloth held over the air for 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a day, which is what I did, speeds up the healing process. See, I've been doing it right. Putting medication on the boil will not cure it because the medicine doesn't penetrate into the infected skin. However, a thin coat of antibiotic ointment, polysporin, and a Band-Aid over the boil will keep the germs from spreading. And what did I have on there? Polysporin and a Band-Aid. How do you like that, Mr. Smarty Pants?
There you go, doctor.
If your boil does not improve after treatment, please return to the office. It says this is a doctor's thing handed out. Sometimes the bacteria are resistant to the first antibiotics. Well, how do you like that? Now, let's get to the important stuff, walk-off home runs. Forget about my boils. But if the other guy is right, though, about the infection, how come the infection would be gone? Why is all that redness and this, the pain? It's all gone. It feels fine. And it's like a scabbing up and feeling just fine. Huh?
Right.
So I think he's full of crap. Again, with good intentions, I appreciate his diagnosis over the phone from a long distance away. Here's this stuff, pages on this stuff. Tracking down the elusive walk-off home run by Stan Isaacs out of left field, thecolumnists.com. Thecolumnists.com. Oh, by the way, Curtis Stevenson in for Mad Dog today. What kind of a schedule we got going?
Surprise schedule.
You think it was the summertime. And what are we going to do about next Friday?
I don't know.
I'll do it.
All right.
I'll do it. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
Of course, I didn't go anywhere last week either, but I was still on vacation. I think I'm getting screwed, if you ask me. I think there's something really wrong with that whole deal. But at any rate, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe I'll just let Josh do the show, and he can talk about the walk-off home runs.
And Sims.
And Sims. Huh? He could say, that little Sims just hit a walk-off home run. Holy cow. Holy moly. And even that would be more exciting than Dave Van Boring's call, I guarantee you that. Let's have Josh do the games with Boog. What do you say, Josh?
All right, I'm up for it.
He's up for it. There you go. See? He's easy. Dave Van Boren can stay home and study his wife. Anyway, I'm not going to read this about the walk-off. This is ridiculous.
I didn't even send you all of it.
Oh, thank the Lord.
Only 4 pages.
Bob Costas responded to my email, says this guy, saying, I imagine it was a ballplayer originator, perhaps an ESPN anchor. I called ESPN, was told that their guys and gals use it all the time for sure, but none claims authorship. Tim McCarver, who never shuts his mouth, was amused at the idea a ballplayer might have originated and suggested that the hardworking people at the Elias Bureau that compiles baseball statistics might know. This is horrendous, and they're actually defending it like it's a good, like it's a great thing, you know, walk-off home run. Now, back in the day, when we had real baseball broadcasters, as opposed to these dumb, illiterate ex-jocks that we got now, then you had people with colorful expressions, you know, like there's a bug on a rug, chicken on the hill with Will, the great Bob Prince, people who were colorful, Red Barber, people who were real broadcasters, not just a bunch of guys that used to take showers naked with other men. WQAM, hello.
And now they're talking about reach around foul tips.
Reach around foul tips. I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I've had a few of those, yeah. Maybe that's where I got my boil.
That's right.
Maybe I caught it from a reach around foul. Well, 5670560. You know the rest. WQAM, hello.
Here's your winner, Pamela Anderson.
Ooh, Pamela Anderson. George is ecstatic about that.
Vote.
Thank you so much. He's changing his vote right now. What famous female, living or dead, is most overrated as to looks? Pamela Anderson. How could we have left off that bitch? I still say she used to look really damn good. I don't care what
she used to look really damn good. I agree.
Used to was.
And then
she got hit by that ugly Tommy stick.
It was a Tommy knocker.
Careful.
I am.
WQAM, hello. So Geldy was on this morning spreading rumors about the radio station, and then you saw what, I don't want to discuss what transpired after that, subsequent to it, but This is what, why is it that I'm always singled out? You know, leave me out of it. Okay, whatever you guys got going on down there that has nothing to do with 10 to 2, leave me out of it. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to hear about it. I got not involved in it. Let Greg and Muff and Clarence just continue playing their little baby games, their baby Schmidt, like a bunch of little infants in a sandbox with rattles and a spoon and a pail, and just leave us out. We're doing just fine. Thank you. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Neil, I got one for you, sir.
Yes, sir?
Celia Cruz. She hit a walk-off.
Oh, maybe that's what she did when she croaked. She just walked off into the distance. Poor Celia Cruz. Anybody ever say Celia Cruz looked good?
I am Celia Cruz and I am dead now.
Don't put her on.
And I remember when I was alive. I will need to do the only way to do.
Don't put her on here. We'll alienate what little Hispanic audience we got left. We can't afford to do that. Did you see the article I put on a website about the growing Hispanic audience in the Radio Inc., I think it was? You didn't see that?
No.
See, that's starting to splain, as Desi Arnaz would say, if he weren't dead, starting to splain this deal that we got with these gigantic growing numbers of Spanish language, and we're blaming it on Miss Tanner and about this and that. It's not true. It's just the fact that we're drowning in a sea of spics is what it is. And if they just came in off a banana boat from El Salvador or somewhere, no expect them to speak in English, huh? Especially when some of your people have been here for 44 years and they still don't speak in English, at least for, you know, public consumption anyway.
Right.
Unless it's convenient.
That's right.
WQAM, hello. WQAM, hello.
Neil, God.
Yes, sir.
First of all, for the poll, I have to say Maria Shriver.
Okay, yeah, no chance.
I saw Bowling for Columbine finally, love with it. They should put it on TV every day of the week.
Right.
And you guys are saying shrimp wrong. It's scrimp.
Scrimp?
The brothers say scrimp with the scrimp? SK, like, see you know, scrimp.
Scrimp.
See you.
Okay. I thought script was something you got, like, for freebies at the casino.
See him.
Huh?
No, I think Josh has it right.
Has he got it down?
That rings all the bells.
5670560. Nobody's going to solve my boil. I think I solved it myself, all you smarty pants out there. They're just jealous that it's healing up real nice and it's not infected anymore.
And it's probably a recurring boil, and so what? So squeeze it again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you squeeze it once, sometimes it's not a bad idea to squeeze it again.
That's right. There might be more.
That's right. And you never know what's going to pop out. WQAM, hello.
Neil, when I was a kid, my dad made me pop a boil on his back.
Oh, God.
He laid face down in the bathroom.
Right.
Made me kind of straddle his back. All my...
really?
Where's
call
the
police.
You know? Lean with all my weight I could with my thumbs on both sides of that boil.
I know what's coming.
It hit me right between the eyes.
Yeah.
It smelled like Fumunda cheese.
Right. Oh, the worst.
And I'll tell you what, a back boil's bad, but a Peter boil is worse.
Okay, thanks. Hey, I know him. What was he in?
Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. That was outstanding. When he started in about he was straddling daddy, I started getting really nervous. And then, of course, I guess that explains the rest of his comment. 12 minutes after 1 at 560 WQAM. Wow. I'm going to get some polysporin and smear the mic with it just after that call.
Good.
It's summertime. Days are getting longer. Nights are getting shorter, which means it's so important for you to get a good night's sleep. Do you understand what that means?
Sorry, I'm still on Peter Boyle.
Okay. Well, get off him. If you're not sleeping as well, you might, call 1-800-MATTRESS today. Millions of people have dialed 1-800-MATTRESS, including yours truly, and just about all of us at QAM because we finally got smart, to get the lowest prices and the best deal on the best brands in bedding. It's the easiest possible way to buy a mattress. Save time, save money, improve your productivity, and brighten your disposition with a great night's sleep. Dollar Mattress is ranked the best in the world in customer satisfaction. They were winners of the 2004 Better Business Bureau Local Torch of Excellence Award. When you call 1-800-MATTRESS, you'll get the best prices on the best brands, delivery on your schedule. You get to pick that two-hour window, and they'll show up. And the best customer service in the business. Dollar Mattress has the complete line, the top names in the business. Sealy, Serta, King Coil, Simmons, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns, and Bananas Foster. Well, I haven't had Bananas Foster in a long time and probably don't need it, but I'd like it. From Kendall to Stewart, Palm Beach to Fort Myers, Dollar Mattress can deliver you the finest bedding anywhere. Call 1-800-MATTRES or go online at mattress.com. If you're a masochist, go out in that heat. It's 100 degrees in the shade and schlep all over town from bedding store to department store and waste a lot of time, gas, and money. But if you're smart, just log on to mattress.com or make that easy call today. 1-800-MATTRES.
Live and local, this is is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
I'm Mark Morgan. Now here's Neil Rogers on 560 QAM.
And now, a message from physicist Stephen Hawking.
Good morning. You may have recently heard rumors about my wife Elaine beating me up. These rumors are true. The crazy Ben, she has a heavier right foot than Oscar de la Hoya.
Where are you?
Hush, here she comes. Pretend like you are a classroom full of kids. And so, students, today's lesson will be...
Who are you talking to? Didn't I tell you to shut up? I'm trying to take a beauty rest!
Sorry, dear. It won't happen again.
It better not, Professor, or I'll show you the steps again!
Oh, no, not the steps. The last time she showed me the steps, I went down those things like a 120-pound slinky.
You got that right. If I hear one more peep, I'll be back.
Thank goodness she's gone, but she will be back.
Steven, what did I tell you? Where'd I put my Tylenol PM and gin? Roll on over here, sweetie, and give Mama some loving.
Oh, sweet Jesus, the woman has an insatiable sexual appetite. If anyone is listening to my message, please help me. She eats a booze and they hold open chicken of the sea tuna cans. Help me.
Let's get to it, my little motorized stud muffin.
Help me.
118 at 560 WQM. Margaret Kimberly writes in the Black Commentator, that's the name of the magazine, American Extremists. Should I read this?
Okay.
I like it.
Good.
She says, the South will rise again and again and again. There's no end in sight to the effort to redeem the Confederacy and promote white racism and supremacy. Our late and now endlessly lamented 40th President Ronald Reagan began his campaign for president in Philadelphia, Mississippi, by calling for states' rights. He then gave a sheepish, did I offend anyone, when he was called on the carpet for using this blatantly racist language at the scene of the murders of civil rights workers Schwerner, Cheney, and Goodman. Despite this very obvious appeal to the worst instincts in Americans, the GOP faces a quandary when admiring white supremacists takes them at their word and runs for office as Republicans. Latest to cause embarrassment is Ron Wilson, national commander of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, who's running for a seat in the South Carolina State Senate. The Southern Poverty Law Center has given Wilson the dubious distinction of being named one of the top 40 white supremacists in need of constant monitoring. If history is any indication, Wilson's candidacy will have an all-too-predictable response. Republican pundits will demand that the bum be thrown out of their ranks. Black Republicans will whine that their brethren's hearts and minds will never be won over if commander of the Sons of the Confederacy is a Republican-elected official. The GOP Southern ascendance coincided with both overt and covert appeals to white racism. Unfortunately, the unspoken bargain that says racists must stay in the closet is sometimes broken. Louisiana's David Duke was the first such troublemaker for Republicans. The former Klansman must have been just a little confused by all the fuss. The Republicans make racist appeals and then grow anxious when the less subtle want to come along for the ride. The poor Republicans cry and scream that they don't have a racist bone in their collective body and that it's slander to think otherwise. Poor Senator Trent Lott got the boot as majority leader when he went over the top in praising the nearly moribund Strom Thurmond, who had been literally propped up for yet another Republican love fest. We can feel Lott's pain. He hadn't said anything he hadn't said before, and neither Democrats nor the press nor other Republicans had ever said a word against his racist diatribes. Lott may have gotten the last laugh, however. He's now free to say that prison abuse is a fine idea and remain in sync with his party. Not only is Ron Wilson destined to become the GOP pariah, but he's managed to alienate the Southern cultural heritage crowd to such an extent that some are forced to form a counter-organization, Save the Sons of Confederate Veterans. Let's call them Confederate Light. They want to remember Southern heritage, but take great pains to disassociate themselves from the white power group. Recalling that great-great-grandpa's regiment took a hill at Gettysburg is acceptable, but membership in the KKK is not. The distinction is probably without a difference. We're talking about people who exalt the effort to preserve slavery. If some are racist with smiling faces, the rest of us should not be impressed, but the amusement factor is too good to resist. Are white supremacists getting an undeserved bad rap? The facts are as follows. America wouldn't exist if it weren't for white racism. Black people wouldn't be here instead of in Africa if white racism hadn't been sanctioned and institutionalized from the very beginnings of this country's history. America would not have the world's highest rate of incarceration if there were no white racism. But alas, if an overly exuberant Confederate reenactor has the nerve to give a salute a la Hitler and yell white power, then he is cast out, forced to live with the Aryan Nation in Idaho alongside others who thought that the nation was serious about putting one group on top and all others at the bottom. It's little wonder they're so angry. The ascendancy of David Duke, Ron Wilson, and their ilk is inevitable, especially when the appeal to domination and supremacy get the proverbial thumbs up from the powerful. Republicans may moan that these people have nothing in common with them, but how is it that white supremacists continue to emerge from Republican ranks? that they get the wrong idea about the GOP over and over again? The answer is that they do not. Republicans are very extreme. What else would one call a group that allies itself with a chemical weapons terrorist? Yes, Saddam Hussein was once a friend of current Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other administration officials. When Rumsfeld was Reagan's special envoy to the Middle East, he met Hussein in Baghdad in 1983. At that time, a search for weapons of mass destruction would have been successful. Saddam Hussein not only had WMDs, but was using them against Iranians and Kurds. These atrocities didn't stop Rumsfeld and the Republican Party from shaking hands with the devil. The Republicans even put in writing that torture is not so bad after all, and maintain that if a pesky Congress asks for the information, they're just out of luck. Perhaps they'll begin advocating torture for senators who ask too many questions. The Republicans should welcome Ron Wilson with open arms. He's one of their own, and it would all be so much easier if they just admit their mutual affection. Extremism is as American as apple pie, and everyone knows that Republicans are the best Americans of all. Writes Margaret Kimberly.
Very good article.
A little sarcastically in the black commentary. Nice going, you go, girl. How do you like that? Oh, bad news for you.
Uh-oh.
You know, Baby Ali? Not to be confused with Chemical Ali or Little, whatever his name was. What was the other one?
Lucky Ali.
Lucky Ali, the one with no legs and arms?
Right. Who's Baby Ali?
He's got all them prostheses. A three-month-old Iraqi baby who prompted an outpouring of sympathy around the world after he was photographed lying emaciated in an undersupplied Iraqi hospital has died. Doctor said on Saturday.
He died?
Yeah. Ali Mohammed Jabbar, no relation to Kareem Abdul, affectionately known as Baby Ali, no relation to Muhammad Ali, died of septicemia, a bacterial blood infection easily treated if more advanced medical care had been available. Easily treated if more advanced medical care had been available, said Dr. Halda Haidar Hadi of Baghdad's General Teaching Hospital for Children.
He just would have grown up to be another terrorist like all the
other
Iraqis.
Well, there you go. Good thinking. The chance of survival would have been much, much higher if he were in a European hospital, Hadi said. He most probably would have survived. Baby Ali's suffering illustrated the plight of Iraqi's children who are still lacking proper medical care after more than a year of U.S. military occupation. The hospital where Baby Ali was treated had no proper equipment to take blood and stool samples needed to pinpoint the type of diarrhea which afflicted him. Without that precision, doctors were unable to prescribe the right antibiotics for him. We feel so sorry to lose a patient for something considered an ideal situation, a simple disease, Hadi said. Even if they had the diagnosis, such medicine is rarely available here for someone so young and so small. When he arrived at the hospital in mid-May, he weighed 7.72 pounds. And now,
he's dead.
But I thought everything was just fine over there.
Oh, we're fine.
That's what this new poll shows. 57% of the public thinks things are hunky-dory in Iraq, man. Things are going wrong great now.
Got the
everything's
candy,
just fine. And you flowers. Wait another 9 days till June 30.
Got 30, man.
And we hand the keys to the kingdom over right. to anybody who will grab them, and we, you know.
That's when everybody comes home, right?
No.
Oh.
Surprise. Got to make sure that nobody gets their hands on that oil. Although the oil pipelines, you notice all the oil that's pumping out of those right now? Not.
No.
Because of all the sabotage? None.
See
oh, thank you, Mr. President,
bastards.
For those low gas prices.
If those ungrateful
I'd like
bastards.
To get that punk and just smash his whatever he's got left between his ears with a 2x4, you know what? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. President, for those low gas prices. You fool you. You simple, silly, whatever. Words that we can't say no more. Sarah Jessica, what did I tell you? She is beyond reproach, man. You can't touch her, and who in his right mind would want to? What famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to looks? Sarah Jessica Parker has come from nowhere to first place. She passed Madonna like she was laying prone. 72, Madonna 64, and I guarantee she'll pull away in the stretch. Paris Hilton, 51, Julia Roberts, 48. Meryl Streep, 27. Renee Zellweger, 22. Nicole Kidman, 13. No kidding. Marilyn Monroe, 11. Pam Anderson, 8. She's moving up fast. 326 votes. See, this is the one they're going to sink their teeth into. Can I say that?
Well, some of them anyway.
Sandra Bullock, 6. Are you saying we got some mariconis out there is what you're trying to say? During Pride Week in Toronto, you're making a comment like that? Maria Shriver, 3. Halle Berry won. Nancy Grayson and Amber Smith don't have any. They like Amber Smith. They saw that picture on there and they think, what's that old fag talking about? She's okay.
Right.
That Neil is...
Yeah,
she ain't so bad.
And you're going blind from touching it.
No, that's my back.
Oh.
Oh, I just did squeeze it again, though.
Yeah? Get anything?
No.
All right.
Oh, man, that thing smells good.
We're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
132 at 560 WQM. Glenn Close for the poll. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's a man, baby.
It is a guy. In fact, that was a guy that went down the bathtub in Fatal Extinction. At any rate,
that the power of Christ compels you.
Here's some bad news.
The power of Christ compels you.
And I have no idea why. Is it true that this is a Sun Sentinel, Celebrity Q&A, and Exorcist prequel? Is it true there's going to be yet another sequel to The Exorcist? If so, will any of the original cast be in it? Now, see, I want you to stop and think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever wrote this question, if so, will any of the original cast be in it? This is a
right.
prequel. So what year was The Exorcist, would you say? 72 or 3?
Thereabouts, okay. We can look it up.
I got my 400-pound book right here. There's Elvis on tour, so I can't be far away. The Evictors, The Evil Dead Part 2, The Exodus, Leon Urin.
Evil Doer, 73.
73, like I said, so I was right on. For once, I got one close. Glenn.
See, they're going to have the young Gregory Peck.
Oh, is that what it is?
Sure.
Anyway, it says, yes, it's true, and no, no member of the 73 cast, Linda Blair, Ellen Burstyn, Max von Sydow, the late Jason Miller will appear. Maybe Jason's making a comeback.
The power of Christ compels you!
Don't cut!
The power of Christ compels you!
Don't cut!
The power of Christ compels you!
Okay, calm down. Oh, yeah, that would be something. Jason Miller, who played Father Karras.
Right.
He's dead. Good actor.
And they could have
take me.
Even younger Linda Blair.
Anyway, Exorcist the Beginning, due August 20th, and we really are very sorry about this. See, they didn't learn their lesson when they made Exorcist 2 and 3.
Right.
Remember, Richard Burton was in one of those. Just awful. Just horrible. Differs from the 77 and 90 sequels that in that, oh, look at that, 77, and they're wrong about that because it was 70. Oh, I see. Exorcist 2 was 77, Exorcist 3, 90. And that it's a prequel taking place before the events of the original film. Father Mirren, portrayed in the original by Max von Sydow, is now played by another Swedish star, Stellan Skarsgård. Isn't that what you spray with, Skarsgård? Spray
your
furniture with it?
Right.
Is seen working as a missionary in post-World War II Africa, where he has his first encounter with Satan. All right.
The power of Christ compels you!
Oh!
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!
Ironically, the new film was beset by so many difficulties that cast members joked the movie set should undergo an exorcism of its own. After two directors dropped out, the film was assigned to John Frankenheimer, who died from a sudden stroke shortly before the shooting was to begin in 2002. Autofocus director Paul Schrader was then handed the job and wrapped up filming in March 2003, but the studio so disliked his version of the film that last November, Die Hard 2 director Renny Harlin was brought in to reshoot a number of scenes. Harlan ended up reshooting the entire movie, so not a single frame of Schrader's film will be seen, a rarity in Hollywood. How do you like that?
Wow.
The power of Christ compels you!
Good. Yeah, everybody should see the original. It was on again, like I said. On again a few days ago, and once you come across one of those on the tube, you just can't shut it off. At least I can't. Watch the whole thing. And this was like the unexpurgated one, the one where she came like backward down the stairs with her head kind of like twisted all around.
That was
nice,
the only good added scene.
I think you ought to bring back some of those Linda Blair nude pictures. Boy, that one you had on the one day really impressed the hell out of me.
I got more.
And her horse. Nobody don't like Linda Blair, I would hope.
Right.
Anybody don't like Linda Blair, we don't like you. I'll tell you that right now. You're un-American, you're a communista, and we're going to deport you by the end of the week. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Curtis Stevenson for the Mad Dog at 2, the Humper at 4, and then we got that Cal State Fullerton College World Series game from Omaha at 7. A lot of rumors floating around, a lot of that guilty stuff. Man, is he stirring it up or what?
What?
And then I see tomorrow we got Mo in the big again, but too much big O on. I mean, I realize it's our summer schedule now and there's nobody in town and we're just, hanging on by a thread, but what is that with the big
O?
I'd rather hear Mo solo than Mo in the big
O
personal. That's just my own feeling.
Solo Mio?
Solo Mo. And then you got Geldy and Bo after your Mo and Bo. Well, I don't know. Too
Omo.
Many. I can't figure it out. It's like SpaghettiOs.
It's the Omo show.
We already got one of those.
Good evening.
WQAM, hello.
Yes, Neil, please.
Speaking.
Neil, how about Cameron Diaz?
Cameron Diaz you don't like?
No, she kind of reminds me of that old Seinfeld episode, the Two-Face.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes she looks good, and then sometimes, she just looks really batty.
The Two Faces of Cameron, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
We'll put her on there, make you happy. I think sometimes she looks pretty dang good.
Yeah, she's cute, but overrated, I think, is the point.
Well, let me say this. The question is, what famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to look? See?
Well, she's no Sarah Jessica Parker.
Right. Sarah Jessica Parker is certainly in a class of her own.
Yeah, she's an ass by
even
herself.
Even Karen Valentine don't want to go in that classroom. She can smell that stank stench from a mile away. Maybe it's my boil. Maybe that's what it is. Next time you're walking down the street. Huh?
Well, she's got one on her face.
A big boil?
Sure. Right on her chin.
WQAM, hello.
Hi, Neil. Hey, where did George get that picture of Linda Blair?
From my collection.
From his private collection.
I've used up all my copies, and I want to get some more.
Coming up.
Coming soon. Coming to a beaded curtain near you. Beaded curtain today, we got pretty marginal. We apologize. It's okay. Amber Smith, I think. I mean, the fact that she's pasty.
We have a consensus here in the building.
And?
You know, among all the heteros, all three of them.
Yes.
And they all approve.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be on air or that I'm knocking the picture, but I just don't think she's all that hot. She's okay. She's not up to our usual. Although, listen, it's a big improvement over last Monday's Brittany. That had to be very depressing for a lot of your heterosexual people out there.
We'll do her anyway.
Oh, I'm sure. Probably in a better state, like maybe Georgia, Louisiana. And then she gets married again while I'm on vacation. And in fact, every time I take a vacation, Brittany gets married again. Now, what's the deal with next Friday? Let's take a vote. Because I could do it. I mean, not a big deal, but it's just the idea that first, don't we get screwed because the 4th of July is on a Sunday anyway?
Right. You're right.
Normally and I think we get screwed all the way around because this year I do believe Christmas and New Year's both come like on a Saturday or Sunday and a weekend. So what up with that?
We should have makeup holidays.
As Mo would say, what up with that?
This is Sports Radio 560 AM.
Weekend on Access Hollywood.
Get a hold of yourself!
Oh, my God.
It's just dangling by a thread.
No, it arms!
Brittany! You're gonna have to amputate.
Come on!
Explosive action.
Just tough it out, girl!
This is retarded.
That's this weekend on Access Hollywood.
There's another really unctuous person, Pat O'Brien. Boy, do I. And they're always hawking about him on Imus. Have you ever noticed that?
No.
Every time we turn it on for a dose for about 10 minutes in the morning before our show. And he's always talking about Pat O'Brien. It's this morning they spent about 3, 4, or 5 minutes on Pat O'Brien. Who gives a flying crap? Now, Pat O'Brien, the actor, there was a guy. There was a big, fat, old-timer guy. And Edmund O'Brien. And Joe O'Brien and whatever the hell that horse was, that great horse Joe O'Brien drove. But anyway, Florida court decision may help Limbaugh case. A Florida court last week threw out a murder conviction because the state illegally obtained the defendant's medical records, which talk show host Rush Limbaugh's lawyers contend happened in his alleged doctor shopping case. Another technicality to get the pill-popping hypocrite off the hook again. In a court filing, Limbaugh's attorney Roy Black claimed that his client's medical records also were illegally seized and therefore may not be used against him. Black immediately filed a notice informing 4th District Court of Appeals of this new decision by another Florida court. Black repeatedly has said that Palm Beach County State Attorney improperly obtained Limbaugh's medical records. The prosecutor claims that without those records, they can't continue their investigation until they review Limbaugh's medical records, which have been sealed since December 23rd. He'll get off the hook and the life will go on, you know? Mm-hmm. And the ditto heads will continue going, la-da-da-da-da, whatever you say, Rush. Rush said this and Rush said that, la-da-da. Just keep making up the crap. Hillary had a point, man. She had her thumb right on it, but I'll say it again. I don't really, as much as a lot of people probably resent it, I don't care that much about Bubba's book coming out tomorrow. I did not watch 60 Minutes last night, and I've seen little snippets of him here and there, and Rather's been on about 50 times already in all these King and all the other shows, promoting that 60 Minutes piece last night. I don't need to see it, because I already know what the deal is. I don't know what it's all about, right?
What's it all about?
It's all about a horny guy that was a hell of a lot better than what we got right now. Pophead Jenko, look what we got. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. What famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to looks? WQAM, hello.
You know why they were talking about Pat O'Brien?
Yeah.
Because he retired. He's off that show.
He's off that show, but he's got some other show.
Oh, is it? Well, I hate him anyway. Hey, you guys ready to go?
No, they were talking about the fact that he was on. I don't watch any of those shows anyway. Access Hollywood, Entertainment Tonight, Entertainment a Week from Circus. I don't watch any of those shows. I don't care about those things. This morbid, you know, it's like going back to that OJ business again. What kind of a simpering idiot? What, I mean, we know the people in our station. That goes without saying. Screw Ann and the Water Nazi and Greg. We know, because they're just professional jock sniffers. I mean, if they had their druthers, they would just stay like in a locker room their entire life. You'd have to have food delivered round the clock, and they would just be in the locker room all day long, screwing their brains out and sniffing the jock straps. That's their ultimate fantasy. I think it's time for a walk-off exorcism at QAM of all this sports crap, this obsession. The one thing to be a sports fan, we don't have sports fans on this station. We have sports obsessive nerds. It's like computers. It's the same thing. I love the internet. I can't imagine life without the internet, you know?
But it's one thing
to be a computer person, to have your PC and use it, you know, for whatever you like. It's another thing to be a computer nerd. There's a very, very great distinction there.
Chatting.
The chat crowd, man. You know what I do when I think about chat, and it rhymes with it, but we can't say it no more. Back in the day, we could say it.
What's
past tense of,
it?
Like schmat. I schmat down.
Right.
WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Happy Monday. Welcome back.
Back to you.
Not that we need any further documentation about how corrupt this administration is that we currently have in the White House, but what was that book that you were recommending earlier?
One moment.
Is that the one?
It's called Bush's War for Re-Election, Iraq, the White House, and the People. We got a bad echo on the phone, so listen on the radio, please. I can't stand that echo.
Wow.
Bush's War for Re-Election, Iraq, the White House, and the People by James Moore, as like in Gary Moore and Michael Moore and Mandy Moore, M-O-O-R-E, author of the New York Times bestseller Bush's Brain. This book is just, when you get through the first couple of chapters, you'll be just boiling. You talk about boils, you'll be popping it. Man, it is just aggravating, a beautiful lie. Oh, it's just, and now, of course, they're trying to spin all of this crap, and they got one guy that was in Saddam's regime, and he was a member of Al-Qaeda, and now, therefore, Saddam and, even though they already said it, they even said it again, that there's absolutely no connection between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda.
Well,
and
they
Osama.
Attacked us.
What is it?
Those Iraqis shouldn't have attacked us.
Yeah. Because the fact of the matter is they hate each other like poison. You're dealing with religious fanatics on the one hand and non-religious fanatics on the other hand who hate each other like Orthodox Jews and Farbisan and Goyim, I think is a good way to put it. Isn't that the way Confucius
good
put it?
Right. But that's not where he put it.
And what is the thing with that awful penis you got on our website?
That's right. Eric was supposed to put the link to the story underneath it. I mailed him the story, but it just never made it on.
Yeah.
It's a big story. It's all over the Yahoo, and that has been for about a month now.
And that's Rasputin's penis?
Sure enough.
Oh, my God. I have seen a lot of those things in my life.
You call that a penis?
That's maybe an elephantitis, you think?
Because you knew he was popular.
Yeah, and now I guess we know why.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Greg!
Mickey Mouse office. Mr. Mouse? No. Who's it? It's Michael Eisner.
Remus!
Michael Eisner?
Remus!
Hold on a second.
Why are you doing answering my phone, Remus?
Sorry, boss. It's Donnie Osmond.
Donnie Osmond, what do you want?
It's Michael Eisner, sir.
It's not Donnie Osmond. It's Michael Eisner, the Putz president. Oh, boy, Eisner.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm almost done with you, pal.
Sir?
I was looking at the ratings for this nightmare you had us going through. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
What a smashing success, sir.
What? That thing was in the toilet.
It was unbelievable. If you break down the demographics.
You know what, Eisner? Say that. I'm just happy it's over.
Sir, I believe the second go-around will be much better.
The second go-around? You must be on crack. We're not doing that thing again. Why do you want to bring that back? Because the first time around, you barely missed toppling the entire network?
Well, sir, it's already done.
What do you mean it's already done? Nobody ever told me it was already done. Hang on. Remus! I'm on the phone with... Remus!
Yeah, boss.
What the hell are you doing?
Running some conduit, boss.
Do it quietly, Remus. That's not quiet enough, Remus. That bluebird stinks like an armpit.
Come on. May sweeps will be amazing. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here, too. Instead of 15 nights, 40 straight nights.
40 nights of I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. You're killing me.
And the celebrities, 10 times better.
Oh, my God.
We got...
Hold on. Remus? Remus?
Yeah, boss.
Take the harmonica.
Yeah.
Slide it up your back end. Walk it out.
All right,
boss. All right.
We've got Bernie Capel.
Who?
Bernie Capel, the doctor from the Love Boat.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, he hasn't worked since he did the Stop Snoring Spray commercial.
We've got a real hottie, Adrian Barbeau.
Oh, my God, she's terrible.
And someone I know you'll love, Billy Bush.
Wait a minute, is that the president's annoying nephew?
That's the one.
Oh, for heaven's sake, you can't put him on there.
And the...
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Remus! Remus!
I can't hear you, boss. I'm joking.
Remus, I'm on the phone.
Can't hear you, boss.
Stop drilling. What are you making?
Making a new credenza, boss.
What's wrong with my old credenza?
Your shellac am shot.
My shellac am shot?
That's right, shellac am shot.
Oh.
Making new one.
I don't care who you have on this nightmare.
Well, we definitely have some major A-listers, sir. We've got Scott Bakula and Leonard Nimoy.
Even Remus doesn't remember Leonard Nimoy.
Sure I do, boss.
Remus, I wasn't addressing you.
Sorry, boss, but he was from Father Knows Best.
Oh, my God. I'm surrounded by idiots. Hey, Remus, I thought I told you to put that harmonica up your butt.
Sorry, I farted, boss.
Oh, don't fart in the office, Remus. The bluebird's coming at me. Here.
157 at 560. Curtis Stevenson from Mad Dog coming up next. Time Magazine says this week new abuse charges. Could the abuse of prisoners in Iraq have gone beyond the beatings and sexual humiliation already alleged? What I say? Unreleased classified parts of the report on prison abuse from Major General Anthony Taguba, who ain't never been in Cuba, which were read to Time, contain indications of mistreatment of female prisoners. In a February 21st statement to Taguba, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen L. Jordan, former head of the
Abu Ghraib
Interrogation Center, said he had received reports that there were members of the military intelligence community that had come over and done a late-night interrogation of two female detainees last October. You know how those late-night interrogations go, don't you?
No, how do they go?
Rough.
Oh.
According to a statement by Jordan's boss, Colonel Thomas Pappas, no relation to former Orioles pitcher Milt Pappas, three interrogators were later cited for violations of military law in their handling of the two females, aged 17 and 18. Senate Armed Services Committee investigators are probing whether the two women were sexually abused. The Pentagon declined to comment, of course. Meanwhile, a class action filed in California on behalf of former detainees raises the specter of brutal physical abuse. One plaintiff, identified only as Nicef, claims that after he was taken from his home on the outskirts of Baghdad last November and sent to
Abu Ghraib,
Americans made him disrobe and attached electrical wires to his genitals. He claims he was shot three times, although a vein in his penis ruptured, and he had blood in his urine, so much that even Josh Beckett won't look at it. He says he was refused medical attention. In another session, Nicef claims he was held down by two men while a uniformed woman forced him to have sex with her. I was crying, said Nicef, 28. I can relate to that. I felt like my whole manhood was gone. The class action also claims that detainees were raped at it in prison. On June 6th, Nicef was released after a U.S. civilian told him he says that he had been wrongly accused by informants. A U.S. military spokesman in Baghdad confirms that a prisoner with Nicef's ID number was released on that date, and Time has obtained a copy of his release order, but the Pentagon would not comment on the specifics of his genitals and yada yada, and his ruptured penis.
Well, that'll show these terrorists not to do that.
Okay, here's the result of our poll so far. I told you this one would go over better. The first one went over like a lead balloon, but that's the way it goes, like a pregnant pole vaulter in July. Ever been to Harvey's, by the way?
Harvey's?
Is that a Canadian burger place, or is it, Harvey's?
I know Harvey's cartoons. Is it
no.
Like Little Lulu, Harvey's?
Anyway, what famous female, living or dead, is the most overrated as to look? Sarah Jessica Parker, as predicted, you can't hold a good bitch down, 106. Madonna, 80. Paris Hilton, 73. Julia Roberts, 62. Meryl Streep, 31. Renee Zellweger, 29. Nicole Kidman, 16. Marilyn Monroe, 14. Pam Anderson, 10. Maria Shriver, no chin, Maria 9. She's a skank.
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock, 9. I every time this happens, it really offends me personally.
Yeah. Me too.
Huh? She's cutesy. What's wrong? So she's a little too cutesy, but she's cute. Cameron Diaz, 4. Halle Berry, 3. Glenn can't get even close, 2. And none. 0 for Nancy Grace and Amber Smith out of 448. See, we did better with this. Curtis Stevenson is a sitting by next. And listen, let me tell you one thing. Geldy, you better watch it. He's starting all kinds of crap in the building. He is going to be the odd child out, guaranteed.
Bye, bye, bye.
The Neil Rogers Show on 560 WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
I love eating nuts.
I eat grapes. I'm a grape eater.